All right, we're going. Hey guys, welcome to Henchman Cast episode
six.
100th
anniversary.
100th anniversary.
100 years of.
Free at last!
I can't believe she said that.
Wait, what?
So, me and my brother were driving over here, and we got out of our car, and somebody there's a random black lady across the street in her garage, and she looked at us and raised her hands and said, "Free at last! Free at last!
Oh,
Lordy,
we're free at last!"
And I'm not really sure what that means.
She got the news.
Lance, what is she
doing?
Baby ain't mine.
Twitter update.
She time traveled.
Lance, what?
She time traveled.
She time traveled. I guess so.
Hey guys, I'm back. If you want to
okay, yeah. So let's go around. Jacob, we got Evan back from vacation.
Lewis won't be replacing me, hopefully, anymore.
No,
one day. He can come back. He just can't take my spot and talk about Pokemon. I already talked about it.
Yeah,
about Pokemon. He just talked about getting blowjobs from Charmander.
Oh god.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
We got Lance.
Quite
hey.
Lance, say hey. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
We got
Sean.
Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
So
we got David.
We got David.
Hello, guys.
And John.
And we have
he's
no John
right here.
Hey guys.
John is unfortunately.
Hey guys. I like Chode.
I don't like any of you.
I like Chode in my mouth. John, stop saying that. It's very rude. You mean yourself.
Unfortunately, John got sick with a nasty stomach virus.
But we have Thomas.
And
hi.
We have Thomas, who might chime in
might
a little
be
bit.
The new
who
John.
Might?
So
I
probably won't.
I'm going to take over the host responsibilities today. And but John will hopefully be back next week.
But John,
you aren't anything compared to his host.
But John,
John's fired.
But John,
but John,
but yeah.
But
so,
John.
But we're recording this earlier in the week because school is starting and there's a lot of stuff later on in the week. So we're actually recording this on Wednesday. So some breaking news comes out Thursday or Friday. The podcast is still going up Friday. I'm still going to put up Friday. But. So you guys are going to hear this, and it's going to be like, oh, it's Friday, but
it's
actually
Friday,
Wednesday.
But it's actually Wednesday.
Just release it, like, record them early.
Oh.
We'll just get 10 of them done.
We're just going to...
Done for
just after this, we're recording episode 7 as well, so we're just going
to
have...
We're going to go to the future and find all the information, and come back, record it, and then wait.
Oh, God.
We're going to make up stuff.
You heard it here first.
Battlefront 3 has finally been announced, along with Halo 4, The Return of Master Chief.
Release date, Diablo 3, sooner than you expect.
Oh.
StarCraft 3.
Yeah. Star Fox, he's turned into his
Final
roots.
Final Fantasy 39.
Okay, let's get started. Yeah, let's get started with... what if anybody playing anything?
I guess I'm going to go first. I was out all week, but I got back, and Sean so kindly let me... 50 Cent Blood in the Sand. I know we already talked about this game, but I beat the game like in 5 hours, and it's quite ridiculously funny. I don't know whether to be ashamed because I like the game, or just because how over the top and weird it is with 50 Cent making puns to his CDs every 5 seconds.
Every character makes puns to his CDs.
Yeah.
You can find him in the club.
You can find him in the club.
50 Cent. Do you like the helicopter battle?
Oh, all the helicopter battles? Where you,
all three?
All the bosses are in helicopters, except for like one, but you shoot them once.
They are. Like, everyone's like, "Hey, Vinny, you got me in a helicopter."
And then you have to take RPGs out. And, like, you kind of... It's kind of annoying, because they really don't, like, stand still at all. And these RPGs are kind of craptastic.
Bullet time.
Well, yeah, I know you use bullet time, but if you're out of bullet time... Yeah, 50 Cent has the ability to slow down time, if you didn't know that.
He's got
Because he's
50
Cent.
He's 50 Cent.
The one.
He's obviously...
You get more of reality.
And then it's just like, all this music's in the background the entire time, and even if you take all this music off, there's still like some beat remix from 50 Cent.
Oh, God.
There's so much product placement from 50 Cent the entire time. Like, music videos are in the game.
Do you get the 0 point achievement in the game?
No, what is it? Is that the secret?
It's called, like, not bulletproof, and it's for dying on easy. Like, not bulletproof, 0 points. It's like the one secret achievement in the game, I think.
Oh, I was wondering what that secret achievement was, but I didn't go for it.
Did you make your own playlist?
I did. Well, I kind of just used the playlist that was already there and then added songs. But
yeah,
it's like,
just go down the list.
Just add them.
I got tired of listening to songs.
P-I-M-P.
Yeah. Should have just made a playlist that has that.
Other games I played. Oh, I know, I was going to hope John was here so we'd talk about it. And I know Sean played. We were playing Explosion Man recently.
Yeah.
Kind of off each other.
Yeah.
Just
triple explosion. Then we had Lewis who's claw explosions.
Triple explosion.
Triple.
Dude.
All the way.
Dude, some of those.
I love. Woo!
Just because how simple.
What does this mean?
How simply beautiful the game is. Like, all you do is. All there is jump, which is called explode in the game.
Explode.
Like, there's all the control. You can change the controls. And this is what I love about Twisted Pixel's humor. It's like, you can change the controls in, like, A, B, X, and Y, or splode. You can change. Or I think you can change
the
two.
Of changing it, but it's still splode.
Yeah, no matter what you change it, it's always going to be splode.
Nice.
And then you get an achievement for doing that.
Oh, for changing it?
Yeah, for changing the controls. It's like
master of controls.
It's called master controls. It's mass. It's.
I think it has the face
master
of one
the master
of
controlling
like,
the controls.
Oh, God.
And just like the game in general, it's a very fun game if you have a few friends, or even on single player, Explosion Man can be a very fun ride to play. I finally just got most of the achievements, except for like hardcore mode, which is really difficult.
That's a fun game. Even though I don't have it, I played it because John brought it over. I was thinking about it, but.
And it's only,
it's
only 800 points, too, which is very nice. Because it was part of last year's summer of arcade games, and it was, I mean, most of them were 1200, but Explosion Man was only 800.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good price. For only $10, very good game. You'll get money's worth out of it.
That's probably one of the best arcade games.
I was going to buy Explosion Man, but instead, I decided to play Bioshock 2.
Dun, 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 dun.
See that segue? See that segue?
Nope.
That was nice.
I played Bioshock 2. I've already played it.
Explosion
Man. Bioshock
2.
I beat it last night, and. Because I just decided to power through till 3 a.m. in the morning. And I can see people's complaints with the game.
It's no
It's Bioshock 1 with... I mean, it's Bioshock 1 with the Big Daddy. You can dual wield plasma and guns. And
that's really useful. I like
a couple of new things, but you're still in Rapture. But honestly, if that game came out first...
And
I mean, everybody would love it. I mean... It's a solid game, but it's not. It just doesn't have that same kind of mystery that Bioshock 1 had.
System Shock aspect.
There's
a big story turn.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bioshock 2 has a. I like Bioshock 1's story better, but Bioshock 2 has a good story.
Turn.
Like, I feel like Bioshock 2 puts in almost the limit of what a Bioshock game could do. Like, Bioshock 1 had enough of those in-game cutscenes and then audio diaries to where it was like, okay, I have a good grasp of what's going on, but there's still some twists here and there.
Probably
and
less wonderment with the world.
Yeah. Bioshock 2...
You've been to Rapture.
You've done everything.
It's pretty much the same, a little different.
But at certain points in the game, I felt like there was a little bit, maybe too much going on. Even with all the audio diaries and stuff, because they do a lot of hints at the first game talking about. I mean, Andrew Ryan comes back in a lot of the audio diaries,
mm-hmm.
And you just hear him talking about stuff and how his. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a lot of hints and references to certain points, key points in the first game, specifically the twist and stuff like that, and so I feel like there was a point where there might have been a little bit too much going on. And they almost needed maybe some kind of cutscene or something to start setting things up. Because, I mean, the in-game cutscenes work to a certain extent.
You mean
like
CGI endings? Or
like, well, I mean, just the ones where you have, like in the first game where you had Andrew
like,
Ryan. It's a cutscene, but they're, like, talking to you. You need to go into,
Half-Life.
Basically, Half-Life.
Yeah.
And I feel like they did it well, but there were certain times where I could feel like people could get lost in the game. And start to be like, what's kind of, like, I get what's going on, but there's certain side things that you might not pick up on. But, I mean, I found all the audio diaries and stuff, because that game is dangerous with me, because I start going off and just opening every single drawer, every single body, and just like, A, collect everything.
The, Fallout.
Basically, it's like me with Press Fallout.
Now, did you do the good ending or the evil ending?
I did the good ending.
All right, I did the
then,
good ending too.
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for people.
Well, it's
or
out
I guess, because, I mean, Sean hasn't played it.
Thomas, did you play the bad ending?
Mm-hmm. Thomas did both of them.
No, you're on hard mode.
Was it as unsatisfying as the first?
It's like all evil, and she's like, you see dead bodies rise from
the spoilers. We didn't want to spoil anything.
You can spoil it, Thomas. It's okay.
It's like
isn't Bioshock 1, didn't they have 3 endings for Bioshock 1?
I don't know. I only got
there
two.
Was two. There was,
there
two.
Was three potential
was three.
Ways to play the game, but there was only two.
No, there was three
there
different
three,
endings.
There were three endings. Only one. The one difference. Okay, there's
was
good
the tone
ending,
of her voice.
Good ending.
Yeah, the tone.
Really
the
bad
tone
ending,
uh-huh.
And then like
neutral.
Bad ending. Really bad ending, which she was like very.
She was
you. You
spoilers. You
ruined everything.
The spoilers.
The little sisters are tainted because of your evil lust for power. And then in...
And, like, splicers let loose.
And
yeah,
then
like,
the neutral ending.
It's
like, it's the exact same thing.
Exact same
thing.
She's,
like,
she's just more sad about it.
Yeah.
She's just more,
angry.
Yeah.
So it's more aesthetic, like, pathetic.
You
okay.
painted the...
Well, the second game is basically the same way. I mean, there's a really good ending, there's a bad ending, and then... Because you do certain points in the game where you have a choice to be either good or bad, and there's a third ending where it's kind of like neutral, where if you do some good things and you do some bad things,
you either harvest or you don't harvest.
Well, yeah, harvest
so
and don't harvest.
And
also,
that's one
if
thing.
You
there's
kill
certain
the
points.
People.
Yeah, there's certain points where you can choose to kill people.
Oh,
but,
so there are four endings for BioShock 2.
Wait, there's
four.
Yeah, oh,
I guess
okay.
if you.
The one where Scarecrow comes up.
Oh,
he's like,
and he grabs the Titan. And he's like,
okay, there are six endings.
I got the
what?
I'm just reading this from Yahoo.
Well, let's not spoil it.
Yahoo,
let's not
Yahoo
spoil
Answers.
The ending where Chrono
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, like, how you get all six, I guess.
Well, Sean hasn't played it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Let's not
spoil
it.
Sean, how have you not played BioShock 2?
Because.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, I just played it.
How have
so
you not played BioShock 2?
Have you not played Diablo 2, Evan?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody cares about
that.
Booty.
No, everyone does.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah. Just to throw it out there.
It's been out for 10 years.
Six endings.
Crazy.
BioShock 2 is a fun game.
Good?
Like, it's
you
a solid
it?
Game. Like, now knowing how much I enjoyed it, I probably would have considered buying that if it was... But, I mean, my brother bought it, so
yeah.
I didn't have to.
I bought
but
it.
If I didn't, now going back and playing it, I would have been like, you know what, that would have been worth it. I didn't even try out the multiplayer, because I was just kind of like...
I heard the multiplayer is fun, but I heard
you need
the bees
people. You need
killed
people.
It.
Yeah.
Like,
I
well,
think
I mean,
some
the bee plasmid just, like, rapes everything.
When I first got Bioshock 2...
Well, you, like...
You, I know,
you
when
just,
I first got
Bioshock
2, I was on
time.
Multiplayer, like, since day one, and I was, like, level 40 since,
like...
you know, 1 week later. And I enjoyed it until the level cap, which raised it to 50, and I didn't even know about the level caps. So everyone's level 50, and the bees is really annoying.
A balance issue?
Yeah, it's a balance issue.
Interesting.
But, hey.
But all
it
around,
was fun,
it's
it was fun while it lasted.
I really enjoyed the game. I thought it was... The story was well presented, as always. They still have a good atmosphere, even though you've kind of... know that atmosphere from the first game, but I mean all the characters well voice acted. I think Sinclair was maybe one of my favorites.
Oh,
hello,
Sinclair.
Boy, Sinclair here.
Sinclair,
but
boyo, Atlas.
That's pretty much.
I mean, was BioShock 2 BioShock 1? No, but
no.
It's It's hard to top BioShock 1.
You can't top it without going to some new place. You can't expect to go into Rapture and just again.
Which is now why they have BioShock Infinity.
Yeah, Infinite.
Whoop, whoop.
Infinite, yeah, my bad.
Which, who knows? I mean, it could be.
Give me a space.
I'm just reading, I was reading up on it right now. I mean, I don't know.
Oh yeah, you
honestly,
really...
they could have made it a whole new game because it sounds like it doesn't really have that much in
it doesn't tie
with BioShock,
in really much.
But I imagine if they didn't have it, people would complain, oh, all they're doing is recreating BioShock.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean...
But, I mean, then you have people who are like, oh, they're just tagging on the BioShock tag just so that they could make money.
I imagine in some way...
They should have named
it
something else, Shock.
Like, oh, okay.
Skyoshock.
Not Skyoshock.
Biofreeze.
No.
Skyoshock.
Bioburn.
The game BioShock's based on was named System Shock.
Yeah.
And that was about, like,
I've never actually seen
technology.
Anything about that.
Apparently that's a really good game. Apparently that's...
What was it for? PC?
PCs, I think.
Okay.
Apparently it was better than BioShock.
Really?
From what I've heard, but...
What type of game? Was it a shooter?
It was a shooter, but had more RPG-ness than BioShock. Like, BioShock kind of has RPG things.
A little bit, yeah. I mean,
like,
the upgrading stuff.
Upgrading your character, but that had more so, and a like, story that had, like, twists and stuff.
Hmm.
And it was really creepy, apparently, too.
Oh, really? So it kind of had that...
Yeah.
More
like
the first
four.
BioShock.
Yeah.
I felt like the second one didn't have many creepy moments. They had stuff where they tried to like jump scare you, where like a dead body would be there and then it'd be a jump up and start attacking you. But other than that, I mean, I felt like BioShock 1 had that more because you didn't know what this place was. You didn't know really what was going
on.
Yeah, like they should have named it something. That would.
I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't know what they could have named it, but that yeah, that would have been something. Maybe to just
something shock.
Have something shock.
Like.
They're the game developers. They need to come up with something creative.
It could always change it because
Oh,
may
I mean,
not be, yeah.
Sea of Dreams was what BioShock 2 was going to be named, and then they changed that around. They were going to have it a subtitle, and then they just kind of axed it completely.
Mm-hmm.
But all around, if you haven't played BioShock 2, I'd recommend it. It's probably on sale
now,
too.
It. Yeah, it's probably $30
probably
now.
$30-$40 now.
Yeah.
I'd say go out and buy it, because it's a... You'd have a good, fun... I don't know. I spend a good
fun ride.
Maybe.
10-plus hours if you search around for audio diaries and upgrade stations and all that BioShock goodies.
Sandra Cummings.
Good game.
I don't know.
It's a wrap.
I felt like the main... the main antagonist is, what, Elizabeth Lamb, I think it was? What's her name?
Eleanor.
Lamb. No, Eleanor is the boss.
Sophia.
Sophia Lamb, that's it.
That's the main protagonist.
I didn't like her as much as...
Oh, yeah, as Andrew Ryan.
Andrew Ryan or...
No, she definitely...
Atlas.
They're trying to go for the Andrew Ryan.
Yeah,
like,
she was no Andrew Ryan or Atlas. What was it?
Atlas slash
Frank Fontaine.
Fontaine.
That's it.
Yeah.
My name's Frank Fontaine.
So there's a funny audio diary where he's like, "Man, this new look. I'm working on the Atlas voice, and I don't know how he sounds, Frank Fontaine, and I don't know
Frank Fontaine. Oh,
does he sound like that?
Yeah, he sounds
okay.
Very...
I forgot how
he sounds
Atlas...
like Irish,
okay.
And then he turns into like mafia.
Okay,
like...
okay. I can't remember
yeah.
how.
Hey, I'm sounds. Atlas. Let's go.
Hey, Boyle, they killed my family.
Would you kindly
kill that bastard?
But I thought that was
Ryan.
Kind of funny. That was a funny audio
would
diary.
You kindly?
But yeah. Anybody else been playing anything? Sean.
Yes, I played.
Yes.
Finally finished
yes.
The Madness of Deadly Premonition.
Deadly Premonition.
Download the soundtrack. That is one of the most weird games.
$20 brand new.
After hearing you
bucks,
on
new.
Xbox Live just going through that,
what
engine, it's kind of like you're just like giant dogs.
The end. Of,
what
yeah,
is
the,
going on?
The end game is like it's okay. It's like mystery story. Obviously, something in the beginning is really weird.
Yeah,
zombies kind of things, and then once there's a character that like reveals something, from then on it's just like you. It's kind of obvious, maybe. Like, who maybe the killer was.
Uh-huh.
But the way they reveal it is just like...
Really?
What? And then something happens to characters that are so weirdly presented. Camera angles are so weird. And he
is
has...
It getting filmed in Dutch angles?
Sometimes, like, camera tilts and stuff. But, God, that's... Such a great game. It's really good now that I've finished it.
If you can get
it.
Over the
if you,
clunky
it,
controls sometimes.
It's clunky, but...
And
the game
kind of
the game
PS2
hands out...
Presentation?
Yeah, like, by Chapter 5, you could find an infinite SMG.
Oh, really?
You could find an infinite shotgun, and there's a flamethrower, and there's a magnum you could get. And
flamethrower? I wouldn't have expected a flamethrower to be in that game.
Like,
oh, isn't it like the hand-sized flamethrower?
Yeah, it's like a... flamethrower that's like as big as this headset maybe.
Huh.
And you
for all
it.
Those who can't see, the headset's roughly 6 inches by 4 inches.
Not
it's
as big
a
as
Triton
Xbox.
Headset.
It's very small filler flamethrower.
Right.
It looks like a soda can's attached to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
It's like a one-handed flamethrower.
Yeah. Like you could probably wield it with one hand if you have to, but York doesn't roll like that. But those things were really there's these enemies in the game that crawl on walls backwards.
So it's kind of like a splicer.
They're no,
like splicers crawled on the ceiling, like on all fours, like
they
backwards.
Don't have on their fours though. They're just like on their backs, like
oh,
shuffling
God.
Like that. Like they don't use their hands to like.
Can
grip
we please
on
record
anything?
That dance somewhere?
Dude,
can
no.
We, can we please
if you can
do
see
that?
Sean's little shuffle.
You like
I remember seeing a little bit of that in the beginning because
yeah.
whenever you started,
we could make that a gift.
No, no, but those are really late in the game.
Oh, okay.
They turn invisible, and with the SMG, they take about maybe over 10 minutes to kill.
Oh my God!
And they're like kind of
I remember
common enemies.
The first enemies were ridiculous,
yeah.
Just taking up ammo.
Great shot, nice. What was that? Great shot.
Did you say that?
Yes. Every time you get headshots, like, and it's really funny with the SMG. He's like. You just spray a dude in the head for, like,
right.
10 seconds. He's like, great shot. Nice job. Great shot. Nice job. Bullseye. Nice shot. Great name. Amazing.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
good to see.
Yeah, well, yeah, and those wall-crawling enemies are terrible to take out unless I had the flamethrower where I spray them twice and they just sit there, like, burning.
Oh, nice.
And then they die, and they get on with the game, but those are probably the most annoying things. There may be, like, three boss battles in the game.
But those were, like, all weirdly
those
are presented.
When I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And, were you there when I finished the game?
No, I was in a party, but...
Yeah.
I heard you.
I think.
Like,
yeah.
You were like...
Like, you're like, yeah. Freaking out. Like, that
yeah,
game was...
there were parts... Like, there were two boss battles that I was like, what? This is the weirdest
thing. Yeah, there's... I remember you were talking about a boss battle, how it's, like, really weirdly...
Yeah, like... the hardest part was, like, running from the... Like,
yeah,
there's the segments where you flick the stick really fast, and then you have to dodge them. Like, he'll shoot beams at you, and...
Oreo!
Oreo looks like a character in the game, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fat guy has a dog named Willy.
Oh, God.
It looks like a Dalmatian. Because
nice.
It is a Dalmatian.
Oh, well...
But old Willy, he's been with me forever!
Was he a fireman in his past?
No. He's a salesman.
Oh, he's a salesman.
I've been on the road. He has a lengthy backstory. Like, there's one segment where you're following him around.
Mm-hmm.
In every, like, 50 feet, he tells you about, like, his... I had a mother once.
So it's like Red
Dead
Redemption.
She reminds me a lot of Polly. But it's
or
not
any
like
Rockstar game.
It's not like well done.
But
like,
you just
kind of
stop.
Yeah, yeah. It's like stop, cut scene, cut to other scene, keep playing, stop.
Oh God.
Cut scene, cut to other place. It's like while two things are going on at once,
oh,
he's
Lord.
Talking to you. It's really weird, and that game's so trippy at some parts.
Maybe if I can get over the controls, you'll have to.
I guess maybe I just could not. I don't have problems with controls, I guess, a lot.
But...
Like, it's basically Resident Evil 4. Just
Choreo agrees.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's the thing.
And
is
not
like,
like, Resident Evil 4 is very satisfying when you have, like, a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that, like, just blasts a group of people. This is the worst shotgun. It is... Its spread is, like... like, 15 feet. It
oh,
seems
God.
Like... It could hit from there to there, for all we know, depending on... Like, from here, it'll shoot... This room.
Oh, God.
And I think only three bullets come out.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. It's
terrible.
It's good to have, though, because during the final boss, it was pretty useful,
helpful.
Kind of. But yeah, I could do a lot more damage against. Like, there's a boss that had a weak point on their back,
mm-hmm.
and shooting it with the shotgun was a lot more effective than trying to, like, shoot it with the
right.
SMG.
Hmm.
So Lance, you play anything?
Interesting.
Recommend.
Okay, well, segue.
Rapid
segue.
Segue.
I have more stuff
Evan's like, get out of Deadly Premonition.
Let's get out of Deadly Premonition.
Oh, God.
You can't ever.
Go buy it. $20.
Can't have too much of Deadly
yeah,
Premonition.
Yeah, get that.
Only $20.
Get it if you
nope.
have a sense of humor.
Actually, it's probably
things.
Like $15 now.
You
I think I saw it
17.
Less. I think I saw like 15,
yeah,
17
used.
Bucks.
But get it new. Support.
Get
Sports Swery.
Is it worth
Kojima?
It is worth
I think
bucks.
It is. I played
it came
that,
out $20 by
the,
new,
end finished,
the day it came out.
By the time I finished that game, I think I've played it for 26 hours.
26 hours?
Yeah.
What's
up? It's lengthy. I did all the side missions, got all the cards, and...
is it rewarding? When you
story-wise.
Story-wise?
Maybe not combat.
How's the ending?
Not
well, you know...
Don't
insane.
Say. Yeah, insane.
Lance, you've been playing a lot. A lot of games.
What have I been playing?
Lance.
You just got Kane and Lynch 2.
Lance and John.
Yeah.
Deadman.
Kane and Lynch 2 with starring Kane and Lynch.
Starring
Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis.
Starring Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis.
Rainbow
coming to a theater near you.
And Mickey Rourke and...
Lance, you powered through it in one night.
I did. It's surprisingly.
Jeez.
I don't know why, but... for people in the forum who said I was going to give it a good review... they would have to wait. Well, obviously,
they'll have to see.
They'll have to see my review.
Have to see
but,
for the review. But can you give a little bit of a taste of what it's
they'll
like?
They'll probably hear it from because I'm going to be posting it up after this podcast.
Oh,
so
you've been hard at work already.
Yeah, pretty much. Putting all my reach in it.
Ooh.
So it's not going to be a good review, obviously. There's a lot of problems with the games.
It's only 4 hours, right?
I think
short.
I would
it's
give it
short.
At least 7 hours.
Right.
7 hours.
if you're gonna get the Chivis, you'd probably be playing Tober again.
It's kind of fun playing.
Well, it's fun playing with somebody.
With a shotgun.
Because I was playing with my brother.
I feel like it'd be a lot better if you played with somebody.
We tried co-op and it was fun. It was just a little clunky. It was just a little crazy.
But that's exactly how Katie
I mean, also the
well,
it's a split screen.
Split screen.
Yeah. So when you have your full on screen.
The demo for his first one,
you
cannot shoot.
Oh, God.
Have you played the demo for
no.
It's
no.
I stopped.
You cannot shoot people.
What?
Like, shooting does not, like, work.
Oh,
guns do not... Shoot.
Don't play the first
one. I guess someone forgot to engrave the gun barrel to make
what?
Guns actually shoot.
Are you serious?
I don't know, but
it's just
no.
Guns don't like
first one.
Don't have a lot of kickback.
Oh god.
A lot of recoil and like from what I remember from the demo, this seems
the demo wasn't fun for the
so like
the first
Kaden
Lynch one?
Yeah.
How was like
there's a reason why Jeff Gerstmann gave that a 4.
Oh. So how was the story? Because that was that would have been the only reason I played it. It had a good story.
I'm thinking of how I can put it without spoiling it.
Right.
Don't spoil it.
Probably
yeah,
spoil it.
I wouldn't spoil it.
I wouldn't spoil it.
I mean, was it
gripping?
Gripping or was it just kind of so?
In the beginning, it was very gripping until the end, where it's like. That's it. You get the feeling of
it's
you get
abrupt.
It.
Okay.
Like
it,
ends, like,
it ends abruptly.
It ends abruptly
okay.
Because you're like,
okay.
There's no twist, no nothing.
Okay,
and
this is
it's like, okay.
Have you played Fragile Alliance yet?
I have played all three multiplayers and
nice.
All I can say is people are dicks in it.
strategy.
Although I like Undercover Cop because. It's like Parasite. I don't know if you guys know Parasite mode, but one of you guys is an undercover cop,
uh-huh.
And you know if you're the undercover cop, you can kill the people one by one,
right?
As long as you're not seen by the other people,
right?
But if someone kills you,
Assassino style.
Yeah, Assassino style. It's pretty much like Assassin's Creed, but well, it reminds
else.
Me of Assassin's Creed
game.
Brotherhood. So I feel like the developers thought of the multiplayer more rather
oh,
than
okay.
the storyline, which is.
But I heard
major
to a certain extent. It gets kind of like boring because people started just
it,
with the Fragile Alliance. People start to just kill you.
They
kill
you,
so
they kill you at the beginning.
Yeah,
you as soon as you start,
they kill you in the beginning.
It's always the same choke points.
Oh.
And sadly, the respawning is not really that good. I mean, it's like Search and Destroy. Once you get killed,
oh, so it's kind of
you
like
have
you have
to
wait
till the end.
And how long are those? Can those
and
go?
It can go for quite.
Oreo!
Really?
Oreo hates the game too, but I feel like.
Dog this.
I mean.
Dog!
But I feel like. You know, I'll say. Don't buy it new. Wait for it to go down a little bit because it's not worth the money.
That's sad, because I had high hopes for the Fragile Alliance, but I mean, as Sean's saying. There's a lot of choke points
retards.
In the game, and there's just retards. So you're either going to
yeah.
die at the same point because of the same choke point,
mm-hmm.
or
they'll
you
just
kill them
in the
beginning, or they'll just kill
Wait,
you.
So
in the
what
end.
Do you mean by choke point? Is that kind of
like when
like,
you're moving?
Like this is going to be the great point, great place to ambush people.
Oh, okay.
Because I can just gun them
point.
All down
okay.
or follow them through here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean you'll meet some cool people in it. Like this morning I met a couple of cool cats.
That's with every multiplayer.
So cool cats,
man.
But that's with every multiplayer, you know. They're gonna be on your side.
Yeah.
But in Fragile Alliance if a cop kills you, you become a cop. So you're gonna be on the other team.
Like real life.
Yeah, just like in real life.
Yeah.
Except
like
I'm gonna do it.
Except you're not a cop.
It's like Police Academy becomes
But other than that, the game it's much better than Kaden Lynch 1, because I played Kaden Lynch 1, and I enjoyed Kaden Lynch, the franchise, but I feel like Kaden Lynch 2 was a letdown for it.
But you said that if you had a problem with Cloverfield, you might not like this
yeah,
game,
you,
because
you
of the visual style.
But you can turn the camera shake off, right?
You can,
but
yeah,
not
I just
glitches.
Actually just found out you can
okay.
turn it off.
Not the clunky glitch.
No, like,
yeah.
It's like meant to look like a crappy phone
right.
camera.
Yeah.
But the styling is pretty nice. The graphics wise is pretty good. The details, however, sometimes they're not really polished.
His beard. Sean says.
Kane has
Kane's
a
pubic
beard.
It looks like terrible textures.
Like,
it looks like the kind of material that's on the back of some kind of sponges.
Oh,
where it's
the,
like
oh, the really
rough
like
side.
You had, yeah,
like if someone thinned that out,
oh,
on
God.
His face,
oh,
that's
yeah.
what it kind of looked like.
But
steel
yeah.
wool,
yeah, okay,
But it's fun co-op. I mean, if you like Army of Two, you probably like this game. What else?
But Pit, I guess you wanted to save stuff for the review.
Yeah, I'll say,
I guess.
Yeah.
So that you don't tell
yeah,
everybody.
Just read the review.
How long segue?
Read the review.
One more. Wait, one more thing. I was thinking of something else, but you just segued my mind.
Wait, so have you been playing anything else, though?
Nope.
That's pretty much it?
Nope. Yeah, that's it.
Simplest
oh, Resident.
Well,
no. Resident.
Resident
of
Resident
Evil
3.
Three.
You can't even say
of Evil.
He's Nemesis. It's like Star.
Is there a review coming up on that Resident of Fate?
I think there.
Maybe soon.
How's
so
Noel
pay
North?
Attention for that if you want to hear about that because that game.
Nolan North is hilarious.
Yeah, how's Nolan North in it?
Oh, actually, yeah, he is in that game.
Yeah, I saw. You remember that video you put
up
with him doing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's like,
I actually saw that part, and it was pretty hilarious. I was like, oh,
it's just so weird seeing him in this like
it's
Japanese
really
RPG.
And it's when I was watching my because
that
okay.
Was crazy.
Let's take it out of the bag. I didn't play Residence of Faith. My brother did, and I was watching him play it. And I feel like it's very...
Damn, I'm not a finalist.
What?
Sorry.
Wait, can you explain just what happened?
What happened?
Evan?
What
have you
Taco
been
Dave and I
like?
Went to Taco Bell, and they gave us a say and play for a chance to win $1,000, and you do a survey. And at the end, it's like, thank you for your feedback. Unfortunately, you're not a finalist for this week's sweepstakes draw.
How can you become a finalist?
I have no fucking idea.
Maybe nobody becomes a finalist.
Nobody becomes a finalist.
It's
just
a scam.
Everyone.
Real winners don't.
This is for a complete list of winners and sweepstakes rules. Please go to youropinion.com. Your opinion matters, so
it's
please try again in 6 weeks.
Oh,
6 weeks. Suck my chode in 6 weeks.
I don't think anybody wins that, dude.
Suck my chalupa.
Suck my chalupa.
suck my Cinetoys. Talk about.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so what are we talking about again?
Resonance of Fate. I feel like it's overdramatic and it's very repetitive.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So, anyways, review for that coming.
It was
soon.
The
okay.
Other JRPG besides Final Fantasy that like got IGN like underrated that game.
But IGN underrates everything.
Yeah, they
though.
Do.
Ooh.
I mean, they underrated Singularity and.
I feel like Game Informer overrates stuff, and then IGN underrates stuff.
They do.
Yeah. But I feel like...
And GameStop fires people.
IGN.
Yeah.
It's an okay game. You know, if you like JRPGs, then, I mean...
You'd like it,
you'd
but...
like it.
I mean...
It's like a steampunk kind of style. Stuff like that.
Cool. David, you been playing
David,
anything?
You play something?
Besides Madden?
Red Dead.
You've been playing Red Dead,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I did hop on Red Dead, and oh, what do you know? I got betrayed by somebody that was helping me. That was
a Rockstar game.
Yeah, a Rockstar game.
You got
much.
Betrayed by who?
Tony Montana?
No, that
Tony,
one.
Tony Ayo?
Tony
Ayo.
It's Square.
Oh, were you playing multiplayer?
The
no,
guy, the guy.
No, it's the
yeah,
story.
DeSanto.
Oh, the story.
The guy that looks like Tony Montana.
Oh, yeah, I guess he does.
He does kind of look
like Tony Montana. He does look like Tony Montana.
The gay Mexican general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best character.
So that's pretty much it, David. Not much
not
going
much.
On.
Madden.
He's a busy man.
I've heard you're still kind of
on the rocks about Madden.
On the rocks about Madden.
Like I pretty much just play with Brett Favre all the time. And I kind of play like Brett Favre where it's like run around. Oh, there's kind of an open guy, let me throw it across the field and score a touchdown. But this game doesn't let me do that. Instead of throwing touchdowns, just throwing interceptions.
Mm.
All the time, which isn't true. It's half the time. The other half is throwing touchdowns. But this time, there's no touchdowns, just with interceptions.
Oops.
I don't know. The game
what?
Is...
What?
What?
Thomas got... Oh, Thomas got...
Oh, headshot!
God! You're a tree!
David just pelted Lance in the head.
Oh, God!
With a piece of paper
ball.
Get the big cover.
While looking at pictures of dicks on Thomas's phone.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Nude pics.
Nude pics.
Booby pics.
No. What? I'll be posting that up on
the site. I don't know. I'm thinking of starting the review soon because now I think I'm getting a bigger picture of the game.
Have you tried it with playing with someone besides Brett Favre?
Yeah, I actually have. And it's a really, like, the gameplay is really good. The only problem is it's just too easy to take advantage of.
You think they might have made it too
accessible?
I think accessible?
There's too many like broken tackles, you know? Like whenever you try to go for a big hit and if when you're going for the big hit and the the other player uses the dodge stick or whatever, he's going to dodge it every single time.
Ah, so they kind of have some good things, but take advantage.
There are some plays that are guaranteed 4 yards every single play. If you do that 4 times, you get a first down, so...
There's some broken things.
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be perfect. The gameplay is really good, but outside of the gameplay, they really didn't do anything to the game modes.
Ads.
Yeah, everything else is the exact same. Well, they had ads in the last game.
Is that the first one that they started doing?
2009 was the first one they started doing it. But, I mean, outside of the gameplay, there hasn't been too many changes, but the gameplay changes were really good, so I'll give them credit for that in my review.
You think they could fine-tune stuff on the next one, or do you think a patch
would
maybe do it?
I think they can do what NCAA has been doing, which NCAA has gameplay tuning updates every week.
Maybe Madden should look into that.
So they should do that too.
Via Sport.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. For you've been playing?
That's just about all I've been playing.
Thomas, what have you been playing?
Thomas, what have you been playing?
What did I just play? I beat Bioshock 2 on hard, so...
Well, we had Bioshock 2 to
score. And then I got all the achievements for Alan Wake, so...
Chivis?
Chivis?
You got 1,000?
Almost all the signal, but all the original.
You got 1,000?
Barry,
yeah.
He was like...
Very nice.
Nice job.
1,100.
I'm Alan. I have all the achievements.
Chivo hunting.
We've all been playing Monday Night... Combat.
Yeah.
We talked about that a lot.
Okay. It's probably still the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's really played it too much.
We need to play it more, but... We were finishing up stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Sweet. All I played was Bioshock on hard, so that's all I've done.
My birthday's on August 29th, but I'm going to have my family birthday this weekend since I have to go to school before my birthday, so I'll probably get some Microsoft points, so I'll probably download Monday Night Combat.
Everyone starts school on Monday.
Wait, your birthday's this weekend?
No, my birthday is August 29th. My family and I are going to celebrate my birthday this weekend.
Right,
because I have to move back next Wednesday and everyone has to work, so this is the only free weekend.
Right.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Microsoft points, Xbox Live today just released Lara Croft Guardian of Light. I downloaded it before I came to the podcast today and got about 30 minutes of gameplay in. I beat the first level, and that game is going to be addicting.
You spoiled it for me.
I spoiled it, but the game is going to be addicting.
Guess what?
Game Informer gave it Game
Informer. The guy that's... South American descent.
Totec?
He's the Guardian of Light. Totec.
Totec. Spoilers. Spoilers. Oh, Lord.
Tupac.
You know what?
What?
You can play this game.
No, Guardian of Light is...
Tupac, the Guardian of Light.
Guardian of Light. Lara Croft, Guardian of
Light. Hey, girls, stop it.
What is that?
That is so gay.
What was that?
We're doing a podcast. Stop looking at fucking porn.
Nude pics are not on this cast.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
They're younger viewers or listeners. They can't... Listen to your pictures.
Anyways, back on topic. 1,200 Microsoft points for Lara Croft Guardian of Light.
$15?
I've only played 30 minutes, and I feel like I got my money's worth already. It's going to be...
After 30 minutes. That's $15
I'm spent. I'm full.
I mean, knowing that there's more levels, I'm like, I know I got my money's
worth.
Next year. I mean, you're basically... for those of you who don't know, it's not your typical Tomb Raider game. It's got an isometric camera, kind of like Diablo, what other games?
Baldur's
Gate? A lot of kind of PC MMOs do it. Yeah.
Up there.
And, so basically you have no control of the camera, but the fighting in the game is kind of similar to Geometry Wars, where you're kind of... By moving the right stick, you aim, and by pulling the right trigger, you shoot, and you equip weapons to like Y, X, B, and A, and you pull up the weapons by pressing left trigger. I think left trigger pulls up your weapons select, but the game's mostly you're gonna be solving puzzles, finding relics and different upgrades, because you can upgrade your ammo and health, and you get these certain kind of, power-ups, I think. And so you get a spear in the game very early on. And you use that for platforming and stuff. But you can upgrade that to where it has, a metal spear, stone spear, stuff like that. But basically, plus one attack, minus one defense, and stuff like that.
Are they upgraded for, ever? Or?
Yeah, well, it's upgraded for however long you have that equipped. So it's you have a screen where you have three slots.
Yeah,
and those
are
three
equipable.
You have three
so
like a gun, grappling hook.
Well, kind of. No, you have a separate menu for your
weapons.
Guns and stuff,
okay.
For weapons.
Totec uses
have,
weapons? Does he use guns?
I don't know. I haven't played Totec single player. I've only done single player right now, and or basically Totec kind of goes off on his own.
He's like Arbiter.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, I guess. I don't know.
I have mission stuff to do.
Yeah, he basically goes off, and then we'll jump in at the beginning of missions. And so basically, single player, you're just looking at Lara Croft playing. But I mean, I wonder if the co-op levels are different than the single player levels, because it'd be interesting to see how that kind of plays out. Because I'll play it co-op. Maybe somebody will come over and play it with me or something before. Because this game does not have online co-op until September 28th.
I want to play it.
Really? That's kind of awesome.
Because they wanted to hold off till the. Is it PS3 and PC? Or just
PS3?
I think, well, I know the PS3 version doesn't come out till next month, and they wanted to hold off until that got released to release the online and stuff.
I'm trying to be fair.
But, I mean, 30 minutes in, that game's going to be a lot of fun. Each level has certain objectives that you have to do, finding red skulls and stuff like that. And
it's like 50 Cent.
There's certain objectives where, like, complete... Like, the first level, I spent 23 minutes on it, but there's an objective where you complete it in 6 minutes. So... They have different challenges and stuff that'll for replayability, I'm guessing. I don't know how many missions there's going to be, but I'll talk about it more on the next one when I've played, actually, probably through the whole game. But, I mean, other than that, that's about all that we've been playing, would you say?
I played the demo.
Oh, Sean has more.
I have more.
More!
And there's more.
And there's
more. And more. On PlayStation Network, I don't think it's been released on Xbox yet.
Ooh.
I played the Scott Pilgrim game demo.
Oh, shit. I need to get on. I need
Michael
to...
Cera plays an awkward teenager.
Yep.
Actually, I heard he's not as awkward in the movie. I heard he's
I
more
heard
of
he's
a douche.
Pretty good. I heard he's
more
actually...
of like a douche.
Yep.
Actually,
he's gonna.
Well, he's gonna
he
be
always
Michael
comes
Cera.
Off as a douche. He's an awkward teenager. He's a douche.
Well, I mean, he's not. He doesn't.
I heard he's pretty good.
He's usually more awkward than he's a douche. But I heard he's more of a douche than awkward. But he's gonna be awkward. It's Michael Cera.
Marmaduke.
Owen Wilson as Marmaduke. George Lopez as
on,
the Cheeky Squirrel. Or
I'm Owen Wilson,
cat.
My brother Luke.
I'm gonna dump you.
This guy's under my wing.
Okay.
Anyway,
but,
Scott Pilgrim,
yeah,
how is that?
It's a lot like River City Ransom. I only played the trial.
I've heard it's a lot like River City Ransom.
It has like a lot of homages to old games, like. Like, the second level I played in the demo, there's, like, little blocks on the level, like, Mario blocks that have faces on it, and you punch it, and coins come out.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. You pick them up, and it makes the same sounds, and you could buy...
Is it for the game, or only for the movie that they have, like, Zelda sounds and stuff? Do you know if they have that for the game?
I don't know, but I saw a screenshot where they have a Guitar Hero reference.
Oh, really?
In the background, like, Scott's holding a guitar, and then, like, a boss is holding a guitar, and then, like, the tracks...
Like Guitar Hero 3?
Yeah.
Like, dueling, like, that's a boss fight, it's a Guitar Hero 3.
That'd be kind of funny.
Oh,
but, like,
God.
They have a little peg, whatever you call the little things you play
I mean, the
in Guitar Hero.
Yeah, that's
the little
cool.
Button things. And there are, like, four characters you play as, but I only play as Scott, because I just, like, download and say, oh, this is cool.
I've heard you can level each one up, and the leveling kind of carries over to where it's like, if you stop as one guy, you can go back and level him up even more, so it doesn't, like, lose your level.
The character choice screen is ripped exactly out of Super Mario 2.
Oh!
Where, do you know how it has
Toad, Luigi,
Prince Peach, and Mario?
Yeah.
It has, like, the curtains.
It has the
curtains. It's, like,
okay,
black in background, and it's, like, pick Scott, pick...
It's pretty funny.
And,
You can change colors, too, and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Costumes or colors.
You default Scott, I think, is green shirt.
Right.
It could be, like, red shirt and stuff.
Okay.
You basically go around kind of a linear town. I guess that's the difference between... It in River City Ransom. I think River City Ransom was just you go around town, but you could go like up and you'll be in a different part of town.
Oh, okay.
It's like an open world, but kind of through screens. Kind of
right.
Like the Goemon's towns.
Oh,
were,
okay,
know,
yeah,
game.
Yeah.
But this has like a map screen, you go through a level, and I think that's how this
but
works.
But it's still side scrolling.
Yeah,
so this one's just side scrolling.
But you could go up and down.
Okay, okay.
And left and right. And you have a dash move, you level up, and you can get moves. Like, I learned something where now I could run and then hit, or I could hit backwards.
It looked like it was... I mean, it'd be a fun game, but would you get on the PS3 or the Xbox? Would you wait?
I'd probably, because I play Xbox.
Yeah.
No one else.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I want to play it, but I'm... I'm not. I don't want to play it enough to go off and buy it on the PS3. I'd rather have it to where I can. Because is it going to have online co-op?
I don't know. I heard read somewhere that it may not have.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of local.
I know. I remember hearing that Rocco,
mm-hmm.
The person Ariel, worked on the game.
Oh, Muriel.
Yeah, Muriel.
One of Rocco Muriel. From Mega 64.
Yeah, Rocco Bodhi.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Nope. And what else? I played a little bit of God of War 2. I just borrowed that.
Hmm.
It's not. It's God of War. That's basically it. Like, God of War 1's.
Evan just touched the mic. That's not.
Messed up. You heard the God of War now.
Earthquake!
But yeah, it's like the first God of War, basically.
Right.
Just. I only played like 20 minutes of it.
And you don't have the HD versions, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
HD.
You did got. Okay.
I borrowed the HD
nice.
Versions.
Yeah, that's the double. Is
yeah,
it?
The double
okay.
pack.
Okay.
And it's kind
Ooh.
Of up-res.
God of War 3?
No.
No, it's the up-res versions, like the HD classics
oh,
that PS.
The one that the
Sony's
re.
Yeah. That hopefully I'm praying they'll do for Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, because that'd be a.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That's another series for PlayStation.
Disney's chest.
There'd be. I heard. Oh, well, obviously they've announced Sly Cooper. All those are coming back HD, but.
I don't have to play Sly Cooper.
Yeah.
Those are alright. I'll need to. But I want to play Ico and Shadow of the Colossus in HD.
Yeah, those
would
be nice, up-resed. And so that's pretty much it.
So let me think. Did I play
anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Well, if you remember anything, we can always chime in. But I guess we'll move on to news.
Everybody. Well, then I was kind of just enjoying the moment, and I was like, Jacob, that's kind of the most retarded thing I've ever heard you say.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to make it enthusiastic, because
I'm like
apparently we're not
sleep.
Enthusiastic
I'm
enough.
I'm sleep right now.
See, that's...
News
time. That's how we become unenthusiastic.
Well, that was a pretty long discussion of what we were playing.
Well, we've been playing a lot of games.
One lot.
Two.
Finished Arkham. What?
What is it?
Never mind.
Two.
Let's go to news.
News. There's a lot of news.
Where
I'm just going to go down the list right now. And there's a new Infamous 2 trailer where they finally revealed kind of the look of the new Cole.
The new old Cole.
The new old Cole.
New Cole.
What does he look
old
like?
King
and,
Cole.
He pretty much looks like the
he
old
He looks exact ones. Same but with new clothes.
Right.
He's They did a little bit different, I think, but, I mean, pretty much, it's old Cole. He's gruff-looking, angry, kind of, he's got his signature costume
Sly
on and everything.
Cooper symbol on his backpack.
Interesting note is that you see a lot of the ice, I believe, so I think, I'm not sure, they haven't really confirmed the ice powers yet, but it's like, you see a lot of ice in that trailer.
They've confirmed it.
Have they confirmed
it?
Yeah,
they've confirmed it. I mean, you're having ice, they haven't confirmed any other powers, but they have confirmed ice.
End of the game.
So... That's a cool trailer. The trailer was done very interesting. Like, they basically took, like, a still... Like, it's almost like you pause the game, but they took the camera out mm-hmm. and just kind of panned around all the guys. So you, like, see guys running away, but they're all... Everything's frozen, and then they finally, at the end, they just speed everything up. And it was a pretty cool
like
trailer.
Halo.
And it had, like, a... What was it? Some kind of blues, like, Louisiana blues song, which was very fitting.
Oh, no,
it had New Orleans.
It was House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, that's what it was, House of the Rising Sun. But, I don't know, that was a cool trailer. Another trailer is Dragon Age 2 Cinematic was just released from Games... Because Gamescom is going on in Germany, just in case you guys didn't know.
Didn't know that.
And there's been, a couple things shown.
Video games, yeah.
Video games, yeah.
But they showed a new Dragon Age 2 Cinematic, which is... Oh, CG trailers are always...
Yeah,
nice.
I like him.
Even though
it was nice, but it's kind of disappointing because you know that will never be the graphics.
That will never be what the
game
looks like. But the Dragon Age 2 cinematic was all sorts of goodness.
It makes you know.
It just
it
showed
enhances
like
your
Hawk opinion. Battling. Was he battling a darkspawn?
I actually
did
not see the trailer.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it was. It
I haven't seen
it. It looked like a human
bored.
Thing. I don't know. You got bored?
Yeah.
The darkspawn are so kind of well. There's only supposed to be a few left, so
okay.
I mean, I don't know how many. This takes,
right.
I mean, this is a few
He had the horns
after.
Like the Darkspawn.
It might just be an ogre or something.
Maybe it was something else.
It might
but
be an
he
ogre
looked
Darkspawn,
kind of human because he had hair and stuff.
That.
I don't know. It was a cool cinematic. Check that out. And they, like I said, they had a little blurb about this stuff being not exactly Mass Effect because some people got some hands-on
time. I feel like this is good. I don't know. I keep going.
I mean, people got hands-on time, and they were talking about how the controls in the first Dragon Age, you send your character by pressing the button to go attack, but in this one, pressing the button, your character is going to attack immediately, so it's kind of like an immediate response. There's no, like, sending the guy to attack and waiting for the animation and stuff. It's a little bit more...
It's not commands, it's actual play.
It's a little bit faster, and...
Almost get the door.
But, I mean... Oh, and the dialogue trees. They got to look at that, and that's kind of... They actually like it better than Mass Effect, because...
I thought the old dialogue tree was perfectly fine, but...
Yeah, I mean, they decided to go a little bit fat. I don't know,
is
faster?
Is it
going
to be as, like, obvious as Mass Effect?
Faster?
Well, they actually said... Mass Effect sometimes wasn't as obvious, and this one is going to be like...
Mass Effect is obvious.
Oh, well, you're like, definitely not
in terms
like...
of intent, upright is always the good
thing. Oh, well, not like that. Not like
oh,
that.
Like
what
yeah.
he's going to say.
Yeah.
Like, how he's going to respond.
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, the first one, your character, and it talks, it would, like, write out the entire sentence.
Yeah.
So, now, will there be voice acting?
Commander Shepard talked in the last game, right?
He talked.
Like I know in Dragon Age, you don't actually talk. You just hit A to whatever dialogue option, and they respond accordingly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in this one, Hawk is voice acted.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Berlin Goy?
My name's Hawk.
My name's Hawk.
It's my
this
favorite
is my
store.
Favorite store in the
Darkspawn
where does Dragon Age take place?
I didn't even know.
Middle Earth.
Middle Earth.
My favorite place in Ironforge. I love coming to Sanctuary.
Nope, that's Oblivion.
God. But the dialogue wheel has like little emoticon kind of thing. So it's got like a fist for one. It's got like a little Joker's hat for like comedic.
It has the emoticon next to what you're saying.
It's got little different kind of things. I'm not exactly sure because I haven't seen a screenshot of what it looks like. But people have just been describing it. But, I mean, they seem to say that it's not going the complete Mass Effect route. They're still keeping stuff... They're still keeping it the same, kind of close to the Dragon Age, but they're making it faster and more accessible, I guess. I don't know. But, apparently the PC version is going to be still pretty hardcore focused on, like, the original
RPG.
One. Yeah. But, I don't know, that was not very much Dragon Age 2, but that was about all the news that was on that.
Yeah.
But... I mean, we talked a lot about Dragon Age 2, so...
Yeah, Crysis 2 multiplayer.
Yeah, Crysis 2 multiplayer was shown, which looks kind of cool. I mean, the whole nano suit looks really good.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever played... I've briefly played Crysis 1, and that game
really?
Is... Yeah. Oh, it's an amazing game.
Who had the high-end PC?
A friend of mine named Bruce.
Nice.
Is
that game
He bought like a $300 video card.
Just
he could only play.
Oh god!
Just play Crysis on like I think it was like the second highest one. He could even play on the full.
Who?
Like the graphics in that game are beautiful. And that's why I'm kind of sad that Crysis 2 is going to be on the console because the console cannot do it justice.
Oh, it can. But I mean, have you seen like the engines, like the demo reels and stuff?
I don't know.
They're all like hyping up their like Crysis engine or something, like their new.
I mean, the
like,
new
crazy.
Cry engine that they developed for consoles is pretty good. But
okay.
it's definitely not going to be as good as the PC. But I mean,
who can be good as
it? I mean, the graphics. I mean. There's really no limit to what the PC can do. I mean, obviously the consoles, they have to... There's a limit where they're working. But obviously, maybe they're still working out the potential of all the consoles.
And will this be multi-platform?
Yes, it will be multi-platform.
Well, maybe PS3's graphics would be much more better.
I mean, from the tech demos that they've shown, showing what the CryEngine can do with the PS3 and the 360, they look pretty, like, similar. They pushed them both pretty close to each other, but I mean the multiplayer looks fun. I mean, did anybody see the multiplayer trailer?
I'm watching it right now.
I mean, it was the only thing was the audio was off of the video that I saw. The audio wasn't synced.
That's why I'm not listening to the audio.
But I mean, it looks like you're kind of typical, except with the nano suit stuff makes interesting stuff.
I like how the guys playing the multiplayer trailer. They have like they have the multiplayer trailer. And then in the top left corner, they have the...
Oh, like the, all the 10 guys.
All the
just
people
kind of
that
like
are playing it, and they're all wearing I Love New York
shirts. I Love New York?
Well, because Crysis 2 is set in New York. But...
Oh, that was cool.
I mean, it looks cool. It
that's
looks
so
like
tasteless of them. It's been only nine years after September 11th. And they're going to
I know,
New York.
Jesus.
Tastelessness.
Just terrible.
You can't hold anything in New York anymore. You can't even live in New York.
Well,
it's been how many years since Ghostbusters?
Oh,
this.
Escape from New York.
Kurt Russell would be ashamed. Kill Lee Van Cleef for
these
that.
These graphics are really, really nice.
Yeah, I mean, they're nice graphics.
Are these PCs or consoles?
I think those are consoles. They're Xbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or at least most of them. I mean, I saw Xbox
those
controllers.
Those are really nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's got some nice... The game's looking really good.
Definitely reminds me a lot of Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I can see that. It's pretty fast-paced, but there's a lot of, I think, verticality to the levels and stuff because
definitely.
Of the nanosuit and stuff. And, so I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be. There hasn't been a lot of information, just that trailer, like I said. But that's about it for Crysis 2.
It's a nice trailer.
Real-time Worlds, dying.
Real-time Worlds, developers of Crackdown and the recently released PC game, APB, are
dead.
Heading towards bankruptcy, it looks like.
They entered administration,
they
which
did?
Is the UK's pretty much bankruptcy.
Oh,
the
so
UK.
They have, okay.
They filed
for bankruptcy?
They filed for administration, which is... The UK's version of bankruptcy. Chapter 11.
Thank the Lord we have a business guy here.
Well, actually, I'm just reading it off this.
Okay.
But, I know.
I mean, you're pretty good at the whole economics and stuff like that.
Thank you, Jim. I got one from economics.
Economics expert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, no. I got A's in college when I took micro and macro.
Oh, okay.
So, I learned something in college instead of Mr. Shank, who can't teach. But anyways.
Oh, well, then I don't feel too bad about my economics.
Love Mr. Shank, he can't teach for shit, but you guys would know that.
Anyways,
no
real-time world.
Respect Mr. Shank, like listening.
They,
crying.
After cutting 60 jobs last week,
yeah.
UK-based studio Real-Time Worlds, the maker of Cops and Robbers, entered administration today, a process somewhat analogous to Chapter 11 bankruptcy
mm-hmm.
in the United States.
APB really hurt them really
should
bad.
Just make crack
they did. They tried a lot of stuff, or they tried too much with that game, I heard. There was a lot of MMO things. APB, it was only for PC.
Oh.
It's a PC game. They had a lot of interesting ideas, I've heard, but they put so much into it, but didn't have the right execution with the gameplay and everything. And they kind of suffered for that, because they put a ton of money in that. And obviously that's why they didn't do Crackdown 2. And now I guess they're...
Were they the original Crackdown?
They were the original developers
Crackdown.
Of Crackdown.
Oh, have you guys read the bottom part of this? Already, Activision has swooped in to interview Real-Time World staff who either lost their jobs or
really?
Jumping ship.
God damn.
According
Activision.
To Develop Magazine, 6 Activision staffers are flying to Dundee to host a 2-day recruitment event there.
So wait, they're going to recruit the people?
So, yeah, Activision pretty much it's like, hey, anybody wants to leave this, come join us.
Wow. Bobby Kotick.
That's kind of a low blow.
The dark side.
It's a low blow, but at the same time,
well, what do you expect
those people are getting paid. Those people are getting paid, man.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they're getting paid, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But that's kind of sad, because Crackdown 1 was good, and they clearly had some talent there, but maybe the developers will go on to mix two other studios and
maybe
make
they'll
good.
Make a one-hit wonder again.
Who knows, but it doesn't look like they'll be doing that at Real-Time Worlds.
Yeah.
Because that looks like it's pretty much dead. But
you know, they started up the GTA series in Lemmings.
Did they really?
Or at least this dude from David.
He's from Real Time Worlds.
He's from Real Time Worlds and co-founded Rockstar North.
Really?
Formerly.
And now he's
so he's clearly they've got some talent, but unfortunately they didn't execute very well with PC. I don't know why they chose to only do like a PC game.
That's
seems
what
like
I was thinking.
It seems like you're going to have a tough time competing with Blizzard and World of Warcraft and StarCraft and
yes.
stuff like that,
speaking
and trying to get
Warcraft.
A PC thing out.
And
there.
I didn't really hear any advertisements about APB anyways.
No, there wasn't a whole. It was pretty like they were trying to push it, but it was kind of. I mean, obviously it's a PC game, so not a lot of people. But
oh,
it's an unfortunate situation, and.
It's
best of luck.
Darkness
on.
Falls.
Best of luck to all those people who are probably going to get laid off.
Yeah.
They're going to go work at Rockstar.
Going
to
go
work. That'd be the smart thing to do.
Hey,
Activision will hopefully...
Activision will take the best. Rockstar will get the rest.
Yeah.
That rhyme.
So...
That's
next in the news...
Next
news?
Our
new Roomy PS3s. PS3 is coming out with some... With the bundle with the PlayStation Move. They're coming out with... 320 gigabyte versions.
What?
Ooh. All the gigs you'd ever need.
All the gigs you'd ever need. It's
wait, how many gigabytes is it?
Launching in September, and it's going to be $400.
How much?
$400.
For the 320
for
gigabytes.
And 320,
PlayStation Move, and it comes with a game.
That's pretty good.
Champions.
I mean, you get a game, you get
yeah.
a huge PS3.
You get a magic
and then
wand.
You get the
one controller
for
$49.
Yeah,
they also bumped up their 120 to 160 gigabytes, and that's also going to be bundled with the move, and that's going to be
$299. Well, maybe people need to start trading in their PlayStation
3. So, who knows? But there's going to be some roomy PS3s out there.
I mean, they look the exact same.
They're
just bundled. More.
I think it's just the hard drive.
Yeah. Because I know the one I have right now is like
250. Yeah, we should do it.
Yeah,
we have the old one.
Enough.
We don't have the slim.
I have 250.
But the old one's good because it plays PS2.
Yeah,
PS2
that's
games.
The thing
I have.
Oh,
the old one.
What? Oh, I didn't
we
know.
Have the, like the only one that plays PS2.
The very first generation, I think, had PS2 access. Like mine that can't play PS2 games.
I have a second one.
I'll trade you.
PS2.
I'll trade you.
I'll trade you my PS2 for yours if you want to.
We should probably keep ours because it's got.
If it works, we can play PS2 games.
I mean it's still pretty good, and
we still got
enough memory on it. So, but I mean, 320 gigabytes is a lot of memory. I need to play that.
I need to play
that.
Like
Batman,
he's gonna be on his rollerblades and be like, laugh. He's gonna sip his wine and blow
I'm gonna
up.
Play the third one. I don't remember what it's called, but
games work.
But
the third one.
Okay, next
third.
Resistance
3. It was only a live action trailer. Anybody see that?
I didn't watch a live action trailer, but I mean, I played Resistance 1. I played co-op and beat the entire game in like 6 hours co-op.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first one. The second one, I've watched my friend play. It's a pretty good game. The online's fun because there's huge, like there's 16 player campaign.
Oh.
You can do in segments.
Oh yeah.
And it's like class based. It's a fun game.
But I've heard most of the complaints with Resistance I've heard is that the story is kind of it's not really
what happens is it's like during the first one's set during like World War II times,
right.
And it's like the Russian like the something called the Chimera, they're like aliens, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the second one, like you have futuristic guns, but you're still in World War II times.
But I mean, I've heard the concept is interesting, but I've heard that,
I mean, I wouldn't say the story's bad, but I wouldn't say it's no.
But I've heard that it's not really gripping, like you don't really care for it that much, like. While it might be interesting, the whole aliens invading kind of Earth and stuff like that, the way the story, like what you're doing in the game, I've heard is kind of a little bit boring.
Yeah.
But apparently with Resistance 3, they want to change that. But the live action trailer is pretty cool. It had a group of people in a train going across like a bunch of like fields and stuff, and then it all of a sudden changes to daylight, and they have like a couple lanterns, and then all of a sudden you see like eyes. And like Chimera coming out of the dark, and it's just them like unloading on all these Chimera, and then it just kind of goes black in Resistance.
Is it like actual World War II times? Like, were you fighting World War II, and then all of a sudden aliens came?
Kind of, pretty much. That's the exact story of Resistance 1. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be sweet if like at the in the
I
last,
think it's like
last
I think
Resistance
it's...
Hitler.
Oh, God.
I think don't quote me on this. I'm not 100% sure, but it's like the Resistance One. It's like it's the end of World War One, and then all of a sudden the Russians just become
aliens.
Chimera aliens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they just like the point of the first game is they're pretty much they butt fucked the entire Great Britain island.
Oh God!
So you're kind of trying to stop them.
Remember, there was
then,
like, a church that they used. It's an actual church, and there was like
or was it France?
Some
I think
controversy.
It was France.
Oh.
Because, like, you can't use our church and a game like this. You
can't use our church?
What?
What?
We want a cut. We want to be in the game.
We
want to
be.
I want to voice act.
Bishop, I want to be in the game. I want to be a bishop. I want to be like the dude
Take
in...
Take my hat off.
Oh,
guess what? Tommy gun.
You know, it's like Boondock Saints just opened up my bishop robes. Anyways, next little bit is... All you Rockstar... Red Dead Redemption hackers, you better watch it.
Oh, you
better watch yourself.
Worthless
what,
piece of
happened?
Trash.
You better check yourself
what
before heck? You wreck yourself.
What happened?
Because
what
Rockstar
happened?
Is going to be abandoning you guys who are downloading hack save files to get all of the.
Kurt!
I know.
Wait, did he do that?
Yeah, he did.
Wait, has he done it yet?
He was like.
Yes!
He was like.
Yes!
The mods were slammed, and I'm like.
I hope
what
he gets banned.
Oh, I hope
oh,
he gets
no.
banned.
Anyways, you people who download hack save files, you better watch it. Because Rockstar is laying
they
down the sand hammer. Lance Go style.
Ooh!
There it is. Quick and swift and ruthless.
Rogue Warrior style.
But,
Lance Warrior.
Holy crap!
I know. So you better watch out.
So wait, they just like said that, like public announcement.
It's very. Let me just see when was this.
They become public enemies.
Like,
it was.
When did they do this?
This was on...
because Kurt got this weird thing where
hackers are now
like
wanted.
60. Get to level 60. Get all gold guns.
Ooh.
Become the granny.
Like everything.
Uh oh.
I'm like.
No, it was in the last couple days. They released a statement, and
oh,
so people better watch out.
Be
careful.
Everyone's gonna.
Well,
run.
I have to.
Everyone's
no,
gonna
I don't
run
actually. I only have multiplayer achievements, so I'm good with the single player.
I think I need to get like turret kills.
But I think I.
And then like, get the achievement for.
I can help you. I can help you with a turret because I know a really good spot to do that.
And the one where you don't change horses for like 20 missions.
Oh, so I guess you have to play the
game.
Hey, Sean,
can I borrow your safe file?
Yep, I'll sell it to you. You can hack it up.
Let's hack that shit up!
Don't hack. Don't hack.
There's some hacking I need to do.
Hacking. Anyways.
Some mapping. Oh,
big announcement from Gamescom. Mass Effect 2 is coming to the PS3.
Woo!
But only Mass Effect 2.
Get excited, PS3.
Microsoft said, if you want the full Mass Effect experience, you have to go on the 360, because Mass Effect 1 is not coming to the PS3.
Right? Oh, no.
But
I don't know.
Mass Effect 1.
No,
like,
Mass Effect 1.
I guess, are there a lot of PS3 owners who are like, dude, I don't care about Mass Effect 1, I want Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Same thing.
Or Mass Effect
3.
Wait, is Mass Effect 2 coming to the PS3?
Mass Effect 2 is coming to the PS3.
Is Mass Effect 3
with all its DLC?
I don't know. Let me check the article, see if they mention Mass Effect 3.
Will that one character keep making jokes about GameStop?
So?
He's going to like criticize Xbox.
Oh, it's going to be like just ripped out the dialogue.
Why?
It's going to be like no,
so we can play.
Xbox,
I
Xbox,
mean,
you know, then Xbox. What's up with them?
Xbox.
But that's coming out in January of 2011. So
that's the time. Well, can't just port it.
I don't know.
They're
but
busy apparently.
How do you feel? How do you guys that have played Mass Effect 2 on the 360 feel?
I don't care.
My brother played it on the PC.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there's a lot of people who swear by the PC.
And he liked it.
I saw a lot of comments on the article that were like, I'm just going to stick to my PC, because that's where Mass Effect is
at. That's where RPGs are at.
Exactly. So. Even though Mass Effect 2 is kind of a shooter.
You
more
play shooters on PC.
Yes.
Also an RPG.
But
you're obviously...
Shooters and RPGs?
No, no, no. What are we watching right here?
Shooters started on
PC.
We
are watching... the debut trailer.
Lance, this is not a good thing for the podcast.
No.
This is how like,
we can still talk.
We can still talk.
Spoilers.
This is
spoilers.
I guess we're just. It's very very short though, so I guess it's not that bad. It's like 30 seconds.
I mean, yeah, we're still talking. I mean,
we can
look
just comment on the.
I mean,
the video.
I mean, even though it's a.
What if they give you a new character?
Even though it's a new
character, that'd be terrible. I swear, if they did that,
awesome.
Well, they said
that
it's going to be like a...
like it gave you a PS3
like,
exclusive?
Some people are saying that it might be a Game of the Year kind of thing, where it's like has all the DLC packaged into it.
What if they like... just
I heard that is what the...
get
PS3.
Liara.
PS3.
Plays Liara.
But I mean, when you...
oh,
I
God. There are people who would be extremely...
that would be funny.
I mean, that's
oh,
like
God.
Saying Halo Reach will go to multi-platform.
That's not happening.
I don't understand. Are people actually freaking out that Mass Effect 2 is going to happen? So I feel like anybody who was a diehard Mass Effect 2 fan would have already had a 360.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And I mean, it's great that PS3 can, I guess, experience Mass Effect 2, but...
it's more people to talk about.
I guess.
About the game.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm indifferent to it, so...
I mean, why are you...
people were saying that it looked smoother in that trailer, that the game looked smoother. I don't know how you can tell that.
Might be. I mean, PS3's got some pretty...
yeah. I don't know. Because
prettiness.
Some people said that maybe...
prettiness. The third one's not going to be on
pretty peak.
Oh, it's just going to be...
just PS3.
Yeah.
Do you have any... oh, God.
What?
That would just...
that'd
be
awesome.
That would be wrong, though.
It'd be amazing.
Because it'd be like...
look at our website.
Okay, you've invested 2 years. You've invested Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2, all you Xbox people.
Sure,
but now, you know what? We're just going to go PS3 with
other
Mass
series have done that, I think.
Like,
Grand Theft Auto, pretty cool. I mean, originally it was only PlayStation exclusive, then now
it,
it's...
it widened up.
Right.
Now
that's not the same thing.
I don't know.
That's like...
It wouldn't be a problem with people who have both consoles, but there'd be a lot of backlash from people who only own Xboxes.
I'd laugh.
You'd laugh?
I'd find that hilarious.
Well,
big
Sean...
F-U.
John, you know what's also hilarious?
What?
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows on Kinect.
What? Because
that's the next news topic. Because you had the Ronald Weasley boys playing Deathly Hallows at Gamescom.
So wait, how
with the Kinect.
How are people going to play
Harry Potter Deathly Hallows? Is going to be
how are they going to play it in Kinect?
Kinect.
It's like, I'm
missions.
In the room.
There's going to be Kinect missions.
I'm in a room.
You're going to still have the single player game, but there's going to be, if you have Kinect, you can do these missions where it's like rail shooter kind of thing. I don't know. It's
what
like
are you holding?
It's like they move.
Harry Potter, he makes it gone. Like,
okay, if you haven't seen the video, basically the characters move, and then they like come to a place and like I guess enemies pop up.
So it's a rail
and
shooter.
It's basically a rail shooter.
Oh.
But you're like,
you don't
just,
like
you're waving.
You're using
no, you're not like.
You're waving your hands to make spells, and then you.
Oh.
But judging on the video, even the Ronald Weasley boys were having trouble.
I'm here to kick ass.
Oh, because they were there.
Yeah, the actors who play Fred and George Weasley in the movies
was in Gamescom.
Demoed the Kinect Harry Potter
and they,
at Gamescom.
That's the only ones
they hate.
But it was like it didn't look like it was like they. Sometimes they would cast it, but it was just like the character would be like, just kind of standing there. I don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe it's a prototype. Who knows?
I mean,
you go fishing?
Yeah, basically, you go fishing.
You
it's like, you cast it. Cast.
Wand
cast.
Cast.
You could cast out spells and catch fish. I don't know. That seemed like a dumb idea. That was a little forced to me. But
they
I'm kind of looking forward
it.
To the other
they forced it up
version
their
of it
bones.
With the third-person shooter aspect, but I could care less about Kinect.
Jet Force Harry Potter.
Jet Force Harry Potter.
You get
what?
You get an owl that has a gun mounted on it.
Oh my god.
Flies around with you. Player 2 controls it, but they're kind of like stuck on
Owl City.
And I'm reading on, but on Giant Bomb it says Mass Effect 2 PS3 includes old DLC and new introductory elements.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
cheap.
Cool. Sweet.
That sucks.
You know,
oh, well.
BioWare needs money to
like,
game
I guess.
Edition.
I guess, but it. Well, I guess they'll probably come out with a game of the year on
PS3.
Been
waiting this long.
I guess they'll come out with one on Xbox too. I guess
maybe, or you could just get the DLC.
Yeah,
it's been out.
Who knows?
Well, that makes sense.
But okay, so next thing is I don't know. There's somebody in the forums pointed out that at the end of Bungie's latest weekly update, they put like "Get ready for Gamescom. You better bring a change of pants because it's going to be." Crazy, and they were speculating that it was going to be some huge announcement, but so far I haven't seen anything except a couple new trailers and a new map. And
they took over.
There's a new Halo Reach trailer which showed off all the people of Noble Team, and it kind of, at the end, I don't know, did any of you guys see the ending? It was a little weird, because it was like, it was Dr. Halsey who created Cortana, who's like Cortana's AI, and she was like, is that the one you picked? You always pick the right one, or something like that.
It's John.
And so I don't know if there's like some kind of Halo 3 reference, like it was between you and Master Chief, you as in the Noble Six guy, who's the new member in Halo Reach, and like that was like the point where Cortana hit Master Chief over you. I don't know if that was a reference, but it's kind of an interesting ending. That was a little.
What was it in the trailer? They called the Number Six dude like hyperactive or like.
I don't
what
know.
What do they call him?
Yeah,
it was
and they're like, there's only one other Spartan who's
yeah, there's
like
only
that,
one other Spartan that's like
it's
demonstrated. I guess it's Master Chief, but
that'd be funny if you were.
There's some interesting little tidbits of information in that trailer.
You think you could meet Master Chief? In?
Other than that, there was no pants soiling announcements, as far as I can tell.
What would be the most pants soiling thing they could have announced?
I don't know.
Think of something off the top of your head.
I don't know.
I already thought of one.
What did you think of?
Bungie's taken over Duke Nukem Forever. It's finally coming out.
No, I think if they announce some kind of space combat.
Nukem's gonna jump in an X-wing. He's gonna punch Darth Vader in his.
You can drive a scarab in multiplayer. That shit.
Yeah.
Like, hail to the king, baby.
Who's next? I don't know. I think it would have been cool if they announced space combat multiplayer, or even a new game involving space combat.
I think somehow having that multiplayer space combat, that'd be cool. Just have like. Dogfighting games.
Oh,
I love Crimson
awesome.
Skies, and I don't think there's been a game. I know Hawks has
Hawks. I guess
Hawks 2 sucked. At demo.
What?
The demo.
But no, I was watching the Halo Reach trailer, and it's kind of just weird when they take off the helmets. You forget that the Spartans are actually people under the helmets.
Yeah. No, I actually hope there's because I mean they go through and announce like all the members like all their names and stuff. They have little blurbs about them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I hope given kind of the lackluster story of all the Halo games, I hope they kind of do this one
better. Well, ODST story was all right.
The ODSTs was good, so I'm thinking they kind of.
I think the Halo 1, 2, and 3 as a whole, like, don't look at them individually.
Yeah,
but look,
I mean,
at them as an entire series.
Like, they're good stories. I mean, but it's nothing like Uncharted characters.
Do you remember in Metal Gear Solid 4, Johnny?
Oh,
same,
snap.
Same thing.
Same
Master
thing.
Chief,
oh.
He's going to be a hallway with your main character, with Cortana or something.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, he's going to look all cool. And then he's going to take like 30 sniper bullets.
Oh, God.
And like,
how awesome,
like,
would that be?
Help.
Just Master Chief coming in and then just like, I got to go. And shoot off in the atmosphere. And that's like, that's how he got to Halo 1 or something. I don't know.
He takes off his helmet. It's
going
to be like,
I thought you guys segued into Hawks. And so
no,
Hawks 2 demo
Hawks.
Just came
Tom
out.
Tom Clancy.
So I'm like,
wait, did Hawks 2 demo just come
out?
Yeah,
it did.
I didn't like it.
Does he look like Tom Clancy?
I haven't played it.
That's just, I heard in the back of my mind, Hawks, and I'm like, wait, this
well,
is terrible.
That's news, I guess. But I haven't
Hawks
played that.
Hawks 2 demo. Don't check it out.
don't
check
it out.
Don't check it out.
I guess not.
Don't get an opinion.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, don't even try it.
Don't even try it.
That's what the...
Ignore that we even
great.
Mentioned Hawks 2, because that means it's in your mind.
More like
Hawks
2.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fly with it.
BJ Hero.
Sit on
no,
the spin.
No.
So Force Unleashed 3 canceled. I just find...
Wait, what?
I was reading some... I forgot what website. Someone posted on the website. It's like, so they've canceled a game that hasn't been officially announced yet.
Yeah.
That's a sequel to a sequel that's not even out yet.
Wait, what?
Well,
wait, say
okay.
It.
Set it up for him.
So wait, Force Unleashed or Battlefield?
No, alright, Force Unleashed 3 is cancelled, and it's funny because someone posted on, I forgot which site it was, but someone said, so like, he's like, so why do I care? So officially, they've cancelled a game that hasn't even been officially announced yet, and it's a sequel to a sequel that's not even out yet.
Yeah.
So it's like,
he's gonna have
well, I mean, I'm sad. I mean, I don't know why they would cancel one of their biggest franchises.
Basically, if you haven't heard, there's a new LucasArts president, Paul Meegan.
Oh.
And he's kind of axing a lot of sequels and stuff. He axed all the Lego Lego series, like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and
Indiana
stuff.
Indiana Jones, all the ones owned by Lucas.
He's going to try to revive the adventure game genre.
Maybe?
It's
going to
be a sequel to Full Throttle and Grim Fandango.
I don't know, but he axed Force Unleashed 2 or 3.
Force Unleashed 3.
And maybe that's why a while back, one of the Force Unleashed, or the Force Unleashed 2 creative directors left mid-project of Force Unleashed 2. Everybody's like, why is he leaving? Maybe this is probably why. But I find that kind of sad, because I like Force Unleashed, and Force Unleashed 2
I never played
good.
Force Unleashed
2. Wait, 2's still coming out,
I
right?
still need to play
yeah, 2's still coming out, but that means
they haven't even shown any gameplay stuff,
finish,
though.
The first Force Unleashed?
Yeah, sure, but I never did the DLC.
They showed cinematic trailers for that.
I'd like to.
I
they haven't shown gameplay for the second one, right? They haven't showed
gameplay. Yeah, they showed
gameplay.
Yeah.
All I've seen are those crazy.
Where's the
cinematics.
Game Informer at? They have an article on it.
All I've seen are those crazy cinematics. So.
But I mean, yeah, they, I mean, it's just kind of sad. That
secret announcement: Bungie's taking over.
Ooh,
God!
Series. How awesome would that be? That's the dog fighting.
That's the dog fighting.
I just want to see one day. I want to see Battlefront 3. I love that game.
And
everybody can dream, I guess.
Bruce Campbell, he's going to be like.
Oh, also, then the new guy also canceled. Didn't he cancel like Knights of the Old Republic?
Oh yeah, John. John was saying something before he got sick.
Yeah,
before he got sick.
Till he passed out.
Till he passed out on Xbox Live. He passed out mid sentence, but he was talking about Knights of the Old.
Knights of the Old Republic. Buff the old cancel. And then, like, he fell down a pit.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I think there is something about Knights of the Old Republic. There's not going to be any more of those either, maybe? Don't take my word on that, though. But any more news you guys can think about?
Not really.
Some good news.
Portal, February 11th, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's the official.
Not as late as I thought it would be.
Yeah. Originally, it was coming out.
It's coming out this year.
It was coming out this year,
Christmas,
and now it's delayed to February 9th next year.
Which is not terrible. I was expecting, like, next year around this time or something.
Something like Super Smash Bros. Brawl where they announced,
like,
it's
going to be delayed.
Oh, God, please don't. It's like...
Or that Star Fox game.
Adventures?
Yeah.
Was that delayed a lot?
I think I remember you complaining about that when you were, like,
excited I thought that was before.
All I know is Brawl. It's like, it's coming out in, like, November, and then it was, like, next March.
Yeah.
And I know BioShock 2 also had, but that wasn't that either.
I don't know. But I'm still looking forward to Portal 2. no matter what, because that game looks awesome. I'm just checking to see if there's anything else that just came out. And
anything fresh?
I don't see anything new. So
Rare rebuild.
Let's move on to
Avatar. That's whatever.
No news. And,
wait, anybody else want to? That's pretty much it for news.
Wait, one last one. No More Heroes coming to PlayStation Move in Europe.
Really?
I don't think I mentioned that.
No,
Did I mention? I thought I mentioned before the podcast. Never mind.
Yeah, maybe you did.
No, no, no. I don't know. Well, if I did, then you guys get a double dose of it. Double dosing.
No More Heroes 2.
Are you? Oh my god. Double dosing.
You scared?
Double dosing. Whoa!
What?
All the way. All the way. Double dosing. Starting to look like a triple dose.
Starting to look like a triple
dose. What?
The fuck you guys? What? Have you not seen Double Rainbow?
No More Heroes.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
There's a video of it that somebody did.
Yeah,
they
they parried.
And they're like,
doubling
batteries.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Double quarter power. Double Dutch. Oh.
it's a funny video.
It's quite funny.
Anyways, so that's it for news, I guess. Unless anybody has anything really quick.
Actually, according to GameStop, all of you World of Warcraft fans out there, Cataclysm Collector's Edition coming out for $80.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
They have not announced the date yet.
No date? What the heck was
that?
It's a Sword Man from No More Heroes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it looks like Kratos.
It's a beam coming out of his crotch.
Yep. Well, that's how he fights.
With his dick.
Wait, what was it, Lance? You just kind of like...
Wait,
World of Warcraft. Katamari. World of Warcraft Cataclysm Edition. That's a mouthful.
Katamari MMO.
Katamari Edition.
Imagine the Katamari MMO.
Oh my god.
They're all pushing.
Nah, like, who can get the biggest?
Oh my god.
just making planets that you could play off other people's planets.
Oh my god.
It'd be a deep game.
Well, let's move on to Q&A.
Yeah. Oh, also,
Q&A.
One thing. I did download Doom 2. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, Doom 2.
Earlier.
How's that treating you?
Like Doom.
Like Doom.
But it's cool.
But it's even better.
Because there's a shotgun that has a spread even crazier
oh,
than the one before.
Oh, shit.
Like,
instead of just the wall, it covers the neighborhood.
It covers the wall. But instead of 3 pellets,
it's like
20.
Oh.
All at once.
Dude.
And he reloads it. It's like hatchback. Put the slides of shells in. That game is crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. I like Doom because it's the...
It's old, but...
First person shooters aren't like that anymore. Like, there's a weird level of strategy to it that I don't think I get much today.
Really?
Yeah, but, like,
interesting.
There were like hundreds of enemies in a room one time.
Really?
It's like, what am I going to... I have to like stay behind this... But also have, like, I had, like, maybe 20 shells left in my gun, so I had to go dash and find, like, open up secret passages just to find enough stuff to...
There's not enough secret passages in first-person shooters these days.
That game's riddled with secret passages. Like,
I think Halo needs more secret passages.
Yep. But aren't you playing Doom?
Yep,
Doom
1? Doom 2.
Play Doom 2.
I downloaded Doom 2.
He's already played Doom 1.
Yeah, I beat Doom 1.
Oh, was that what you were playing? Mm-hmm. Then you downloaded Doom 2?
And also
on Xbox Live.
Eventually I'm going to get an Avatar outfit.
Ooh.
I'm going to be the Doom Marine. And that's going to look dorky. But I'm really excited.
But it's going to be cool.
Because it kind of looks like Master Chief. But...
Nice.
Anyways, yeah. Q&A.
All right, Q&A. Q&A.
Q.
I'm sad. I'm reading last week's questions. And there's such good questions from last week that I wasn't able to answer.
Thank you,
Dave.
Maybe you can do a nice little hand whistling.
Remember last time I played Miley Cyrus before we did that?
Oh, God.
Go cue the music.
One person's...
What music are we
going to
have?
I was going to answer a question.
Maybe I need to make some Q&A music.
Oh,
wait. Maybe I need to make music for each section.
What if we did that? That would be kind of cool.
Taken directly from the Deadly Premonition.
That's not Q&A music.
What's
Q&A?
Okay,
that works.
Q&A. No, guys,
Reynolds,
I got some Q&A music.
Oh, you got Q&A music.
I got Q&A
music. What's your
Q&A
music?
That's cool.
It's
no,
Miley Cyrus.
It's
probably.
No homo.
Yeah,
because
you did it last.
Oh, shit. I muted my computer.
Oh.
Here's some after David's. I've got some.
Okay. Oh, everybody gonna go around
Q&A
music?
Get something
ready.
What are we Q&A?
Come on, get something.
I got the soundtrack.
Everyone's being too loud.
Oh
my god.
That's the same Q&A music we have.
No,
awesome,
wait.
Man.
Hey, everybody.
It's
welcome
part
to
the
Q&A with Henchman Cast.
I just want to do two people's questions from last
Sean's
week.
Wait,
Sean's
got Q&A.
Ooh.
Welcome to the Q&A.
Can I answer one quick question?
What?
Yeah. I'm trying to answer one person's question from last week because I just want to answer it.
Okay, that's, yeah.
No, yeah, well, because Evan didn't get a chance.
Evan
didn't get a chance
to answer. It's like some person asked if there are any video game tournaments that we competed in. I competed in a Mario Kart tournament and won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
were
talking about that.
Yeah.
You were elite Mario Kart player.
Elite Mario Kart. I played Brawl, too. I didn't win that one. And someone else posted a low drop from Charmander or a hand drop from
Lewis was the only one who answered this question.
I would go with Charmander. Oh. Imagine, you know, the warm sensation actually.
Shut the fuck up! It's a flaming it's a flaming lizard!
Dude, what do you
it's
want the
flaming
rock?
Lizard.
Dude, the rock would like
neither! You don't answer the question!
Oh my god.
Well, okay then, sorry.
Someone such a noob.
And then finally one person recommended someone with just child the video game world to go with Mario.
Yeah,
nice.
Mario's good. We
nice
decided Nintendo was probably a good one.
Okay, so on the this week.
All right. Let's start it off. Forgotten Gamer asks, what is your take on Easter eggs in games? Not so much subtle references to other games and media like in Metal Gear Solid 4 or Fallout 3, but just plain odd things like the River Dancing Marines in Hitman Blood Money, or the Grunt Birthday Party in Halo 2, or the random shark fin in Just Cause 2. Do you think they're distracting? Would you like to see more of them?
I'm really excited to answer this question.
Oh, John is excited.
Okay.
Wait, what was he saying about Metal Gear?
No, it's not Easter eggs. Not like Easter eggs and references to other video games like that you love, but just like you know, in Saints Row 2, there's that random island dedicated to the Volation, and then the floating rabbit out there, stuff like that.
No, yeah, but like
he was saying about Metal Gear and Fallout, how they're not very subtle references.
They're not distracting. They're
like
good.
References
they're
and like
things. I guess I don't know references to other media.
Oh, okay, no, but. I can answer a few of these.
Do it.
Remember
it up.
In one of the first ones I remember was in Vice City. There's like a building you could run up to, and you had to like jump from one fire exit, fire walkway thing,
what?
Into a building, just window, and it was just like a regular texture, but you'll pass through it, and it'll just be a room with an Easter egg that says like Easter something on
yeah.
it.
Isn't there a UFO like weird thing in one of the Grand Theft Auto games?
No. I know, and
it's like a myth.
Oh,
in Vice
myth?
City, you could shoot the moon, and the moon would change sizes. And
yeah.
That.
Oh God.
But I play.
Do you think they're distracting, or do you like?
I don't think they're
distracting.
Do you want
more of
them?
I like them a lot.
What I like, yeah,
I like
Easter eggs because. They're just there. Like, I mean, it's someone had to go just kind of messing around in the middle of nowhere, and they just kind of stumbled upon it and found it.
Like, Halo 3.
Halo 3.
The
like,
dude knocking on the door.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, open up!
What's the password?
How do I know it? You're not, like...
There's so many Easter eggs in Halo 3.
Like,
I know
the
music on those little ledges that, if like, you play on Legendary...
What is it?
You guys can do... It's like one of the last levels. You're in the Hornets, and it's like when two scarabs drop down from space, and you have to fight them. If well, after you beat him, if you get in the Hornets, like you before you activate the bridge, you get into like one of the arc things. I forgot exactly what it is. If you fly to like the top of the structure and stand on this one specific corner that you can only get to by like grenade jumping with teammates, you can hear this random soundtrack of music.
What?
They're, like Halo is full of Easter eggs, and I know like
the,
Halo
the
2
dude with the, like the dude where you go off in Halo 3, and there's like a little passageway at the very end of the game, like pretty much on the last level.
Yeah, with the grunt.
There's like a little passageway. No, there's like a dude in boxer shorts or something, like a cardboard.
Oh yeah. That's a really good one. And then like on the final, like in that segment of that level, is the grunt that you can just talk to, and he talks about like Master Chief's past.
Yeah.
It's like, how was it like to be abducted from your family?
Oh,
blah,
God.
Blah blah. Yeah. Halo is full of Easter eggs.
Well, and then there's obviously the one that's for an achievement where you ride on, or well, I guess it's not really an Easter egg, but it's like you turn on a skull and you get the ghost instead of the warthogs.
I remember at the beginning of Halo 3, me and John were playing one time, and somehow we triggered a way for at the beginning when Johnson is there and he's like, "Here you go, Master Chief. We're gonna load up. You're gonna be with the Arbiter. We're gonna go." Beat up this camp over here.
Oh, yeah.
When he's there.
The very first, like...
He got, normally, he would just give you a gun. This time, he said, "How about we give this gun to a real man?" And he put it in Master Chief's hands. He, like, took
what?
It and snapped it from a Marine. He's like, "Give this
that's
gun
like,
to
that's
a real
man." I would have been your daddy's school.
That was on the difficulty. Remember Halo
okay.
2? One of the grunts would be playing with dolls, and it would change depending on what...
Yeah, it's usually if you're on Legendary with the I would have been your daddy's school.
What is that, eggnog?
I played, I played Metal Gear Solid 2 probably about six times, just
really?
Like finding Easter eggs.
Like, I know probably every Easter egg in that game.
Wow.
Like, there's one where you have to be listening to Ocelot talk with Solidus,
uh-huh.
and you have to use this microphone, but you could look over, and you remember Johnny from 4?
Yeah.
He's, like, talking about how much his stomach hurts, because the running joke in the series is that he always had stomach problems.
He has, like, diarrhea and
stuff. Yeah, he has, like, diarrhea and stuff. There, you pan over and you listen to him for like the entire. You don't even listen to Ocelot anymore. You're just listening to Johnny go on and on about like, I can't believe I got beat up at Shadow Moses by that one girl. She tore my clothes. Never since I've had this cold.
Oh man.
And like, there's one where Snake tells you to go do something, and then you're like, okay. And then if you follow him right then, you see a box traveling, like just walking across this little path, and you could shoot it, and then an exclamation point goes up.
Oh, God.
And you're like, oh crap. And you could call him, he's like, what are you doing right now?
Easter eggs are always good.
Easter eggs.
Like,
is it distracting?
I love them. Like,
no.
I don't find them distracting.
I even like them.
I want every game to have Easter eggs.
Because I don't think, because Easter eggs aren't really distracting, because they're not
they're
hidden. They're never, like, there's never an Easter egg that's right in front of
them. Yeah. Like, I mean, the Wolverine game was cool because it had World of Warcraft, like, a lost
Portal.
Easter egg, had Portal, and, I mean, Just Cause 2 had the Lost Island, and not to mention the shark fin that he was talking about, and the bubble gun, and all those, all these just ridiculous things, and I feel like they're, if the developer wants to do them,
that's
why
good.
Not?
More
I mean,
power to them.
It's hilarious for the people who find them, and I feel like as long as, they just put them in there for people to laugh, and as long as people laugh, there's no reason you shouldn't have them.
Alright, so
next question.
What is the one game that you can play that will get you in a good mood, regardless of how crappy or angry you felt before? Asked by SuperDave513. Are you happy?
Yep.
I'm gonna say SuperDave513.
Gotta say it first.
He's a donator and his stats is true baller. He's 191 posts. The henchman cred of 2,897.
Thank you.
Oh, don't mention that his reputation's 14.
Okay.
What's his picture?
It's two rabbids from Rayman.
To answer the question,
I can't
think game. I don't think there's a game that would light my mood no matter what. I know that after I win games in like FIFA and Madden, I feel better.
So winning gets you.
But it's not like if I win a Modern Warfare, it's not like that makes me feel better.
Hmm.
I think when I
beat
when we kick ass at Left 4 Dead.
Oh yeah, kicking ass at Left 4 Dead puts
me
in a good mood.
Honestly, failing at Left 4 Dead makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
Nintendo games usually put me good at like Mario and Brawl. Those always seem
Katamari Damashi makes me
something that you can't lose.
Every time I've gone back and played Uncharted, I always get in a good mood. Just because that makes me like,
but if you lose,
I'm like on an adventure.
Yeah.
No, like just the story.
Oh, the story.
Like, I really like those characters. They just always get me in a good mood.
Yeah.
Listening to characters talk in Team Fortress makes me happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just,
I
don't know.
Every single
just one game. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a quick game.
I don't know. Fallout 3 is kind of. I don't know. Because I feel like. What is the one game that you can always play that will put you in a good mood, regardless of how crappy or angry you felt before? Asked by SuperDave513 with 191 posts and henchman credit of 2,897.
Great info.
Earthbound.
Oh, I played Alan Wake like
I was surprised
five
you didn't say Pokemon.
So,
does
that make
that
you
not
in a good
mood? I mean, it's not that it doesn't put me in a good mood. It's just, I mean.
You play Pokemon when you're bored.
Usually, if I'm not in a good mood, I wouldn't play video games. I think I would probably go on YouTube and find something funny there.
Something funny, yeah.
Like playing a game, I would be too distracted of not being in a good mood.
I mean, in a way, Modern Warfare, just like when you can just kill things, as awful as that sounds, just get your aggression out. I imagine that would be pretty
good. I can definitely see that playing a multiplayer game for me would be.
I think it's like David said.
When people kill you in multiplayer, you get even more people.
Yeah,
but no, but like David
that
said, I think
works.
Winning puts you in a
better
mood.
I put a shooter
mood.
In there and be like, that's
family.
And I'll like. But, put it down.
Remember, like, Mario Sunshine pissed me off. Certain fighting games pissed me off.
Oh, fighting games always piss. Like, except for Brawl. That's, like, the only fighting game
I got
like
really bad
games
Street Fighter.
Always.
Huh?
Fighting and racing games always
yeah.
Me off.
Trying to get
like,
bad Street Fighter.
Like,
everyone would be the same
Bullcrap
character.
And
like,
Seth. Like, Seth was terrible. Ending bosses to any fighting game. Ending boss to Marvel vs. Capcom was crap. Ending boss to. Like Tekken 5 was crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because they had really cheap tactics and stuff.
Just Dance.
Just
Dance.
Yeah.
Just Dance will put
happy.
You in a good mood.
That makes me happy.
Because
but if
it
you're
has
doing
what
it alone, then
like
you're
if there was
John was a plus.
Not a game, but if there's anything that could put me in a good mood, it'd probably be music. So I mean,
so like
we're
DDR
not going with, we're not going with games here, but if there's
Guitar
something,
Hero
geez.
Or something like that, I don't know. Next,
we didn't really answer.
Next
this,
Christian.
Lance.
Yeah, we're kind of going.
Okay. Are we going to circle side?
ASDFGHJKL says.
How many posts do we have?
21.
I don't think we do posts.
You sure? I mean, I think we need to go into the background, you guys.
When buying a new game without reading a review on it, what do you look for?
Ooh,
I don't know.
Story, for me.
Back of the box. I mean, that's the first thing you get to.
Without
look
knowing about it, graphics after.
Back of the box.
You just look at the cover. Does it look
just
cool? Read the back of the box.
Without reading a review on it.
Without reading a review.
But I
used to not read reviews, but now lately I always read reviews.
Usually
I never
familiarity.
Read. I read the review for Kane and Lynch, and they said it was a bad game, which made me want to get it more.
Cover art's always good.
If I like the story, like, I mean, if it's characters I know, like, I got Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 brand new because I just love the superhero genre.
Yeah.
And I love Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1.
Excuse me.
I know with, what game did I bought the Chronicle of Riddick, not Dark Athena, because I love Butcher Bay so much.
Reputation.
I mean, when it comes to sequels, if I like the first one, I mean, I probably won't read it as much.
Sean, you remember that game that we saw at GameStop that had a very, very generic looking box?
Yeah, the Star or something.
I can't remember what
something
it was,
like,
but it was just like
something about space.
It had a terrible cardboard looking case, and then it was just like three dudes just kind of like
They were very generic, like kind of meta anime looking.
Yeah,
but they weren't quite anime
enough.
Yeah,
it was like. I don't know, that game, that turned me off, so I think covers has a little bit to do with a good cover design.
But I don't think Bayonetta has a great cover, like, Bayonetta has a lame cover design.
I mean, like, Metal Gear Solid 4 could be a better cover.
Oh, that's the game, like, oh, we're already done with that question.
What?
That could
I can go back to Bayonetta, I can just,
Bayonetta.
I can play Bayonetta constantly.
Something I like is just kind of pure insanity. I like Bayonetta or Deadly Premonition.
Right.
So, the question?
Earthbound, I like. But I don't know how I even got that game.
Wait, what was the question at hand? Sorry.
No, it's just when buying a new game, what do you look for? Is probably graphics, cover art.
I always look at a trailer. Or something before I get it. Just
trailer.
Yeah,
trailer's good. But I mean, they said without reading a review or anything.
Like, I think ultimately.
Well, I guess trailers are good. Yeah.
They're not really reviews.
Yeah.
Not really reviews. I mean, there's not going to be a trailer that's like going to be bad.
Like, if
the
gameplay looked really cool, and I'm like, oh, I want.
There's some bad trailers.
Well, no, it's not. There's not going to be a trailer that's like a review trailer. It's like
it's going to be like
it's bad. They're all going to be promoting their game.
I think Uncharted 2, after it came out, it started having trailers where it was like 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 21
perfect scores.
Yeah, well,
those are
scores.
Different trailers.
And they do
yeah.
Like,
those
are
like,
those are saying, you know, that's other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Dude, well, what I'm trying to say is there's never going to be like,
there's never
a trailer that's like 1 out of 10
that's
stars.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay, this box art looks way cooler than this one's.
That's the Bayonetta
in the moon,
PS3.
I guess this is just like
Japanese one,
or maybe it's just custom made. But my computer.
What's
loads.
The Japanese one? Look that one up. Look it up.
You got the balloon.
Japanese Drake's.
Okay.
So you guys,
I think to answer the question, what do you look for?
Oh, we look
cover
for
art.
Cover.
Graphics,
box,
trailers,
reputation.
Reputation. What our friends are playing? Because I mean, really want to play multiplayer.
Yeah.
What they suggest.
Okay.
So
did I get to read the next one?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, if you want to.
Wait, where is it?
You have to say the name first.
Man. Okay.
Don't say it second.
What?
Or
nothing.
Or say it second.
I'm saying it first. Okay, this guy's name is Claustrophobic Clown. And then he said, have you ever noticed that if you play a game and get to a point where you just can't beat it, so you stop playing, then a few months later you decide to come back and play again, and you find out that it actually wasn't that hard at all?
I need to answer this first.
Water Temple.
My very first game I bought for the Xbox 360, probably one of my favorite games of all time, Oblivion. I bought it in 2006. I played it for an hour. I just got killed by scabs every 5 seconds. So I put the game on my shelf, and 3 years later, and about, you know, it was two layers, 2008, about 2009, I came back, I watched my friend play, and I actually learned that you could change the difficulty, and I actually learned the combat system of the game, and how to, like, I mean, you can make any character you want, but, like, let's be realistic, you're not going to make a soldier, close combat guy, and then have him train with a bow, too. I didn't realize that. Not going to have a mage as a sword and armor. So
maybe
I learned, so I finally learned actually how to play the game, and now it's my favorite game of all time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I know there's games that I have, but I just can't think of them.
And then I know Sonic the Hedgehog for the 360. I just stopped playing it. Then I never went back to it. Because it's an awful game.
Assassin's Creed, it wasn't difficult. But I just got, the first Assassin's Creed, I stopped like midway and then picked it up like a year later and beat it. But it wasn't because it was hard.
And it was just because I lost interest.
It was just because, yeah, that game is has pacing problems.
It was
dry. You know, it has some really cool stuff.
It was dry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think usually if I stop playing a game, it's dead to me.
If I stop, it's dead.
I never finished 12.
Yeah, did you finish Assassin's Creed? Or?
The first one,
no.
John wanted
it
back. I borrowed it from him.
Did you finish the second one?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing comes to mind.
I know nothing
really too hard.
I feel the same like Sean. If
I know I stopped playing. I think it's Prey.
Oh, really?
This one puzzle in Prey where you crawl through boxes and you just keep on popping up.
Isn't that the
boxes.
Native American guy?
Yeah, and I'm just like,
yeah,
fuck this.
It.
I'm starting to get a headache, and I haven't gone back to it.
I can't think of what game.
I think there was a Myst game that I stopped because the puzzle was really hard, and I came back to it a couple months later and figured it out, and it was like, oh, well, that's kind of simple.
Singularity.
Deadly Premonition.
No, I
stopped.
I didn't get stuck at Singularity.
It took me, like...
There's one part that took 10 minutes.
What level? Where did you
There's,
stop?
Like, one part where everybody gets stuck.
Like, 10 minutes.
There's,
what
like,
part?
A ladder that's, like, onto the right side, but
like,
you go into this room,
you
automatically
you
go
pass
left,
it so
and you never look at it.
Like,
but me and Lance
I never
stuck
got
after.
Stuck in Singularity.
I was the same way with Oblivion, so I stopped and finished it.
Get out of my house.
The next question's gonna be fun.
Have you ever played?
Okay, so
wait,
to answer,
right, well, let's go. Let's go to the next question.
Next question. I think we answered this one.
All right. I'll read it. Xbox Luke 540. Have you ever played video games for an extended period of time where you hallucinate images of the video games? I've never hallucinated images of the video games.
I've got a couple
stories. First off, I hear sounds, not from video games themselves, but every now and then I'll just be like chilling in class or something, and I'll hear the little bloop of someone coming online. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'll just be like, the fuck?
And I'll But I can tell you what game I've hallucinated. Like, we always play Call of Duty 4, like, really late. So I would literally, like, fall asleep while playing, or, like, hallucinate playing, and it'd be like, it's like four games later or something, and they'd be like laughing at me, you're asleep, or like, and I've been playing, like, I don't know.
I played Bioshock 2 till 3 a.m. last night, and I had dreams of, like, Bioshock-inspired stories.
Wait, everyone ganged up on me and said, like, I did, like, drugs because I went to sleep and woke up, it's like, it's the next day, so I thought I was, like, a time relapse. So,
I'll never forget the story that Shawnee195 told us about how his friend, when he was walking in school and he turned the hallway, he heard a claymore click.
Oh, God.
Remember one time I was playing a puzzle game Medios, and it's a game where you just line up three blocks.
Oh, yeah, Greece.
You have to line up three blocks and then you just blast up into space. And I was like sitting in a math class one time, and there's like a poster with a bunch of colors on it. And I was like, dude, I can make patterns out of it.
Alright, I will actually even play an audio clip. When I played Pokemon for a long time, it only happened when I was younger, I would hear this little noise all the time. The little... I hear that sometimes. I'll just be sitting around. I swear to God, I just hear that. It's just like...
That's probably like... Yeah,
it's ear-shattering.
We're gonna get, like, lawsuits. I can't hear!
I'll do it a few more times just for annoyance.
Oh, just... Oh, God.
Probably can't even.
No, you probably. It's probably like, oh, ding, ding, ding.
Okay, I want to read another one.
That was good. Well, we're going around this.
So, yeah, that was, that's my annoying noise. I hate you.
My hallucinations? No, but I do believe this.
Lance hallucinates all the time. He goes 3 days without sleep. So.
One time I thought to myself, that's a nice car. When I played GTA.
That's a nice inference on there. Oh, wait, that's
when you're driving down the road and you see pedestrians on the street and you're thinking,
okay, so next question.
Auntie Apina, I just want to say I love your picture
yeah,
and your signature.
Everybody
that made me giggle like a little schoolgirl.
Alright, so Auntie Apina says, what are your thoughts on in-game advertisements for real-world products?
It's intelligent, I think.
It's a good...
I think it is very intelligent.
It's a good on their terms. I mean, also, in, like, some games like Alan Wake, the Energizer batteries every 5 seconds.
They
get to a point where it's a little bad, but I mean...
Like, would it be bad if it was perfectly packaged?
Yeah, if it was more subtle, I would have noticed it, but, like, the Verizon...
Or,
like, when you're looking at your phone, it says Verizon Wireless.
No, the biggest one was the Verizon commercial when you're... click on the TV. There's a TV.
Yeah, there was a Verizon.
There's a Verizon.
They only
have
one. It was the.
There are Verizon screens everywhere.
You're in like the
billboards.
The big cabin. The what do you? I don't know.
It would feel better if it wasn't just Verizon commercials.
Verizon
yeah,
has like Energizer batteries.
Out. Like if there was a billboard for Verizon, then maybe some fake billboards
yeah.
and then something. Else that was not
you,
Verizon that was real.
I agree that like they should have
when, like,
if you're gonna do advertising, just come up with some weird like other companies
yeah, that,
to like
yeah,
to
yeah.
to interchange with like the real stuff.
Say it.
You know?
No,
like, I
if it was done more subtly, I think it would have been better.
I watched the quick look of Alan Wake. There's a point where his like phone floats in front of the camera,
and it's
like
Verizon.
Oh god,
like, right in front of the camera.
Oh man,
it's kind of weird.
Right.
And there's another
it
game.
Never
had,
took away
Madden has some serious.
Well, Matt, yeah.
Like I remember last year it was. PlayStation. They had Snickers,
oh,
and before every game it was like, play like a champion.
A champion.
Champion. In a way, though, I can Madden. I can like sometimes I actually think the advertisements build to the realism. Of
yeah,
the game, because
yeah,
in a real football stadium,
yeah.
there's advertisements.
I don't think
the
loading screen should have. Turn it off.
Uh oh.
I did. I hit ignore.
Alright. Yeah, I think it's a...
It needs to be... If it's going to be done, these
like, if a loading screen says, hey, bye. We're like... Wasn't in Splinter Cell, there were, like, just
Dr.
machines
Pepper.
Of Dr. Pepper.
Were there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
There was, like, huge billboards of Dr. Pepper,
that
too,
was,
in one.
That was
I mean,
ineffective advertising, because
okay.
it didn't catch me.
It needs to be more subtle.
If it makes,
and, like,
if it makes it more money,
and,
if it makes it more funny,
yeah.
and does not, like, annoy you.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't take away from the experience.
I mean, sometimes
exactly.
they even have promos
what?
On Xbox
Whatever.
Dashboard. They're like,
Big
Dr.
Deal.
Pepper.
Oh, well, that's just
like, Alan Wake never annoyed me.
But it's like Dr. Pepper presents, and like
it's not
yeah,
like it's not
yeah,
like they're
it gives out the game.
It's not like they're saying before you continue to the next level, choose an ad. Like,
yeah,
not,
that'd be
yeah.
terrible
if
it came. Yeah, exactly.
Be
sign up for this, and then not be an asshole.
That would just ruin the game.
Yeah, that would. Just,
yeah.
Build
All right.
Next question.
Next
Left 4 Dead fan asks, with characters like Nathan Drake, Jason Fleming, and now even Sam Fisher, who all look pretty much the same. And with Nolan North providing the voice for everyone and their grandmother, do you think game developers are relying too much on the image of the everyman to sell games? Do you believe that this type of character allows for more interesting stories to be told? Or is it a mechanism used to avoid having to write a compelling character from the get-go,
like
and instead of relying on the familiarity of the everyman with audiences, thus creating a better connection with whatever characterization, good or bad, that they decide to give.
Ooh, that was a mouthful. That was a paragraph.
Mechanism.
So the question...
Essentially, do all the characters look the same?
Well, no, it's like... Are
it's like,
people relying on the everyman too much?
Honestly,
though... I think the everyman's a good concept.
It's a good concept.
But they're driving it in the ground.
Wait,
they are driving it in the ground.
Yeah,
but let's look at the whole infamous thing. People complained when they changed... Cole from pretty much the same look that all these people have
oh,
to
that's true.
This hip like techno rave
yeah,
Euro
true.
Trash guy.
No, who's Jason Fleming?
Jason Fleming?
No,
Jason Fleming is from Shadow Complex.
Right now
he was voiced by Nathan Drake.
Oh,
and he was basically Nathan Drake.
Oh.
First Cole looked
Nathan.
Not everyman.
He looked gruff.
Yeah,
he was
looked
pretty
gruff. He wasn't everyman.
Yeah. I
second one looked like everyman.
Yeah, the second one
looked like,
more
charismatic.
He looked
like
Nolan North to me.
Yeah, he looked like Nolan North Drake.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely...
First one seemed comic book
yeah.
gruff, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the second one, it was harder to believe that he was nicer, I feel like. I feel like people thought he was a little too kind of like...
What? Which one?
The first Infamous Cole.
Okay.
People thought
Infamous?
That sometimes the nice... He was being too gruff sometimes,
yeah.
even when he was being nice.
Like, I like the Everman concept, but they're always brown-haired...
Yeah, they're always Nathan Drakes.
They're always like brown-haired white dudes, like even Commander Shepard's
well,
a brown-haired white.
Fate,
well, but
hair.
You can customize Commander
yeah.
Shepard.
But
like,
Shepard's like,
but also
yeah.
though, I mean, I know also in Japan
like
they have the whole like most protagonists are young, beautiful male characters.
Yeah, like they. Need
I
to
think it's just kind of like America's thing. We have our.
You can make it every man, but make him Asian or black.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
nobody,
nobody. Just like a dude. He doesn't have to be. You could make a blonde guy, and he could be an everyman.
I feel like. But do you think that that's just them trying to appeal more,
yeah.
or do you think it's just them not being creative enough?
Gonna buy a game that
appeals. I think that's what it is. I think they have the ability to create really interesting characters.
Maybe it's like an
well,
image.
Yeah, but also
it is.
I imagine
it is.
These companies have people who develop the demographics or who
oh, yeah.
buy their game, and they realize that this is
well. I mean,
what most people would want.
That's
their character
what Nolan
like.
North. I mean, if they saw the success with Uncharted, and so it's like Shadow Complex. Well, we want the Everyman, Prince of Persia. It's supposed to be a prince in Persia, But you know what? We want your everyman voice in the North. We just want you to sound like Nathan Drake.
They can do it in ways. Like, Gordon Freeman's an everyman, even though he doesn't even talk.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though he's like a physicist.
Well, he's like a really big everyman, because he does like a ton of stuff.
He was considered an everyman in the first game, at least.
I don't know.
He's not like a space marine. He's just his worker.
I don't think they're not creative. I think they are just trying...
Yeah,
it's the fact that most people want the everyman or appeal to the everyman, and so developers aren't going to be trying to appeal do something. But I would like to see more creative characters. You know,
Agent
York is kind of an interesting character.
Insane.
I mean,
GTA characters, they aren't everyman.
Yeah, exactly.
They have consciences, but like.
John Marston.
John Marston, Nico Bellic, and Carl Johnson are all...
Well, Nico's supposed to be the typical immigrant who comes to America to find the American dream.
Well, there are ideas of people you could... They're not everyman.
They're not everyman, but there are other stereotypical, immigrant, then you have the Western looking for redemption.
Yeah. Before, GTA San Andreas came out, people were complaining about San Andreas because Carl was black. And they thought they would just use much stereotypes. But Carl's actually a very well-rounded, level-headed, for the most part, gangster. He's not, maybe not an intellectual, but he's not stereotypical. There's ways of making things common men, but relatable.
Yeah, exactly.
People...
Do you guys know that Nolan North did a video in GoldenEye? Did a voice in GoldenEye?
Do you know Nolan North is pretty much a voice in almost 75?
Yeah, GoldenEye? That's a long time ago, man.
Sergeant Forge.
Yeah.
He was in CSI.
Wait, Nolan North?
I saw the episode. That's Nolan North! He was a dad. He was the bad guy.
Oh, really?
He was the Kira.
Oh my god.
Anyway, it's Nick. Okay.
They just need to.
Next question.
I think,
They need to switch it up, but
they need to bury the everyman.
I think they need to give more room to the new upcoming voice actor.
How many games have you played where the main character is Asian?
Comfortable.
But a normal.
He must be a better. He's a better anime voice actor.
I can't remember a game.
How many characters make you black? GTA.
Maybe.
He's a veteran voice actor. That's why people prefer him. I wonder how much he charges. The name already exists. Ask. I've just started catching up on the podcast. I started at 1 and am currently on 4, but probably at 6 now. Anyhow, it has been very weird. It has been a very weird experience seeing how the show progresses and hearing predictions or comments that end up either proven or disproven. It's also helped me make connections with VGH and definitely made me a fan.
Good.
My question is, when exactly was it that VGH decided to try to be something big? Do you guys feel like you are making it somewhere as far as popularity goes? Where do you guys hope to go with this, whether realistically or not?
Unrealistically, this launches me to a seat in the White House. You know, Kim Kardashian's daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Lord.
Not a big deal.
You're going to be a
NBD.
Well, I don't think we've really decided to try and be big yet. I mean, we're still doing this.
I think Lance is trying, but
we are not big.
Well, I mean, but he's saying, right now we're not trying to get big. We're just doing this kind of for fun.
Yeah, and...
I imagine that's where it's going to stay.
And it's
for now. I mean, who knows where we'll go in the future. I don't think we've really even planned that yet.
No.
I bet Lance probably wants to be multi-billionaire.
We're all still going to school for different degrees.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, we have 150 members right now.
I mean, I do think the popularity is growing, though, which is...
I think we're popular among the community that we have.
Yeah.
The people that have joined us are really... The people that have joined the forums and have joined our community are really active, really good, really, you know, good posters.
Mm-hmm.
We have good donators. We actually got donations.
Exactly. I mean,
that was kind of the big thing for me. It's like, wow, people actually give
us
money.
As far as popularity goes, in the grand scheme of things, we're not very popular.
Not really.
But
we're not very big
in our own little world.
We're hoping that IGN article will come up sometime.
Oh, my God. Where is
McDonald's?
I need to.
Where's our IGN article?
For three.
Let's go on Jet
Li.
Okay, you got Jet Li.
Wow.
Mickey Rourke.
I'm Jason Statham.
Oh,
man. Oh.
Jason Statham.
Took my favorite character.
Dude, he's my favorite character too now.
I'm the black guy from...
Both of you guys in Thor: Ragnarok.
Terry Crews.
Yeah.
You got...
jittery.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, you need some more blue.
Okay, and where do you guys hope to go with this?
Realistically, I have no idea. I'm not really expecting much.
Realistically, I think.
Unrealistically, we could make this a job.
All we're hoping to do is just put in good work, get good
feedback. GameSpot and IGN.
We just want to help you guys.
Make
people who might not know much about video games, maybe inform you a little bit. If you want to know more.
If you want a review. If you want an outside opinion.
Leave us a comment in the comment section.
But we can't go anywhere without your help. So if you guys want to get on the forums and talk about BGH and games that you're playing, you know, help us out a little bit.
What's happening?
Help us.
Nice shout out to the forums.
Yeah.
Nice shout out to the forums, which are dead the past 3 days.
Lance has been slowly crying in his room. We have photos. He's curling the ball.
My eyes are red.
Let's
you guys don't know.
Don't make Jethree cry.
Jethree.
He's a racist! Anyways, that's.
Thank you.
Hopefully, you know.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The name already exists.
Yeah.
So, to Men's Soul Gravy, in your opinion, your honest one. What is your
I think Thomas wanted to read the question.
Sorry, Thomas, read the question. Never mind, I just said that.
Okay.
Dude, no!
You can't replicate.
Evan, if you're not gonna do it right,
it just can't.
You never sent anyone that. You guys don't remind me.
I mean, if you want me to send you this,
I like Sean.
I'll send you that.
I like how there's like a laugh in the end. It's like,
you know what? It promotes laughter.
Alright, so Thomas, you read the question. Thomas, read the question.
Okay, I'll read. Okay, Menstrual Gravy says, in your honest opinion, what is your least favorite gamer attribute to deal with? I.e., fanboys, rage quitters, screamers, UK kids, blah, 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 blah. And this question applies to multiplayer as well.
Little kids. Yeah. Little kids playing games that I have to listen to them.
Little kids.
Little kids.
I have a very high tolerance for this kind of thing, but like every once in a while, it's just like.
Screaming
little kids
go like,
play
why are we talking out? But I mean like when you play like a mature
game you guys
were
talking about the
I play like a rated M game. How did you buy this?
Yeah.
Did your mother go to game?
Actually, do you want to know what my least favorite gamer attribute is? I've been thinking about this. It's not rage quitters, it's not screamers, it's not even 6 year old kids,
really?
It's not hackers either. It's those faggots on Madden who run the same fucking play every single down. I can't stand it. That's not football. You don't play that way. It bugs me so much. Or the guys who run one safety and blitz nine guys, and so by the time the ball's in my quarterback's hands, he's already sacked.
We all can relate.
David's power level is over 9,000.
I can't stand it.
If I played Super Saiyan.
I saw a tinge of yellow in your hair. Jeez.
No, I don't like people who quit because like when we like I started a match with Halo just to randomly play it and then like this like two people on our team like left before it even started and I'm like we didn't even do
quitting
anything.
Is annoying but it doesn't bother me too much.
It annoys me.
Sometimes I like the people
then it's 2-5
who are kind of like fanboys or just kind of random because sometimes that provides for some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Trying to have conversations with people who are just angry.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I mean, if you're playing Halo,
as long as they're not screaming 8-year-olds, it's pretty funny.
Like if you're playing Halo and the kid's name's Master Chief, Laser God, 9/11.
No, if you're playing Modern Warfare, the guy's name is Spartan 360.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, we haven't answered the question. I said I hate rage quitters. What do you hate?
What was it?
Your least favorite.
I really don't like being like just randomly booted because of my internet, but I remember playing in Red Dead, whenever I just want to, like, not be left alone, like, or just be left alone, it's always, like, some kind of weird thing out of Rambo, where it's like, I just want to be left alone, and it's like, people still running for me, get out of town.
So basically, like, people pestering you, like...
People, like, just hunting me down, even though I'm, like, trying to kill animals or something.
Not annoying them at all,
like,
but they're just
alone, like,
seeking it out to make your life miserable.
Yeah, maybe it's going through the minds of some kind of like Cold War mentality. They're going to attack me first, so I better gun him down every chance I get, even though I'm just like, hey, I'm on a horse, put my gun away. I'm not going to hurt you. And then you get sniped in the head and fall to the ground. That's really lame.
What about you, Evan? What do you think?
Little children. Little children playing video game games.
Screaming. I don't like
screaming profanities.
Little people.
And they don't even know what they mean.
And Lance, who do you hate?
Children.
You don't like little children?
I hate, like, if I'm playing a mature multiplayer game like Red Dead or...
You don't want to hear some kid.
Or Kane and Lynch, God forbid. But I hate it, like, when I'm playing someone and, like, they kill me, and they, like, say something, like, annoying in the end. They're like, you suck, you little bitch! Except in, like,
you?
A little high tone.
They teabag you?
Yeah, and you're like...
Why?
And you're like, okay.
You're like,
no, that
you throw your...
I think that angers anybody.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. Just the voice, too. It's like,
yeah.
I will kill the next
You can either take it as anger, or you can... throw it back at them and come back with something.
But usually that's not the case.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, David did that once in Modern Warfare 2. He got pissed off and he started killing everyone.
Okay.
Final question.
Final question.
No, write in some more.
David can read this, I guess.
Write in some more. Write in some more right now.
It's by Death by Kuvaz. The question is, this is more of a personal question, but I'm curious. Has anyone in VGH been in a clique, such as growing your hair out and being a rocker, wearing dark clothing and eyeliner to be emo, or being into tons of sports and being a etc.? I wouldn't say so.
Different. I know some of us have grown out our hair to kind of longer lengths.
I grew out my hair, but I didn't grow it out to fit in. I've never grown out my hair, so I grew it out just to see what it would look like.
Yeah, that's what I know. I know my hair's come down. I'm
thinking about shaving off my hair, though.
No one's been in a clique.
Not shaving it, but like getting it.
When I think of clique, I think of being
girls. Yeah, so too. I think
it comes to mind.
I don't
think
of girl thing.
Yeah, it's more of a girl thing, guys.
Didn't Lewis say the exact same thing last time?
Technically, we're in a clique.
We're our own clique.
This is the cool
clique. Technically, we're a VGH clique.
But I've never been in like a. I've played sports, but I've never been like a jock.
Yeah, like I'm in
that's
sports.
That's a whole different
level.
I play music,
but
I've never
been
a rocker.
I'm not a jock.
Sean used
jocks
to be
are like brainless.
Sean was Sean's an emo kid.
Sean used to be
wasn't he emo?
ICP.
John Parton.
You know,
John Parton.
Bunch of ICP.
He was part of.
The homies. He was down with the clown. He had those dumbass shirts
John
on.
Parton's
and he,
the biggest
no
jock
offense
out
to
there.
Any.
No, yeah, right. John Parton. I swear that guy's played. He's just the sports coats and
his varsity letters.
Varsity letters.
God. Parton's a player. Just let y'all know.
Yeah. Amazing.
He beat up Teal Tequila.
What?
This is
he punched Snooki.
Snooki. Gave him the right hook.
Jan
Parton.
Jan Parton.
Jan Wayne.
What?
I wanted to be in the Asian clique in my high school.
But that's
they
why
Lance
hates all Asians.
They won't let me because obviously I'm not too
Asian.
Oh, God.
Maybe I'm just too stupid.
Yep.
Oh Lord! Rejected by your own culture.
You can't play StarCraft good enough.
Just because I don't say my L's like R's.
They'll be like, "What's your name? My name is Lance Go." What?
Lance Go.
He's Lance Go. Get out of here!
You don't got those jacks. You can just play
jacks.
You don't got the Korean jacks.
Korean
jacks. I remember in middle school.
Those are so awesome.
Getting slightly
racist. Asians play jacks.
I don't know what that is, but
little
you know Korean
jacks.
Because I'm not Korean.
It's Japanese.
Flick it
off. Koreans.
Oh my God.
Play StarCraft. What race would you play as?
This is a cluster.
What race? Come on.
Protoss.
Oh, fucking noob.
Hey. Wouldn't the Koreans play Zerg?
Yeah, but they would.
They would.
Probably Zerg Rush.
You're not a true Asian.
God, I remember one time I watched Koreans play StarCraft. The hotkeys, man. The hotkeys.
That's what I'm about to say.
They don't even touch the mouse. It's just like...
Oh my God.
I don't know how to... That's why I suck at that game.
The hotkeys, man.
Yeah,
I know one hotkey command in that entire game. I can assign units to the...
They would like I would just see the screen go like do
oh
like,
God
oh my goodness
what's going on
but other than that I suck at math as well
oh
don't pass.
It's just like
I'm like the worst Asian ever
don't make your Reba face
just have
Reba
maybe
Carl
what did that do
much more worse yeah.
Man, that was a good question. We got off onto
you guys went to my personal past.
What?
You like killing Asians in that game, don't you?
That's why
I love it! That's why I bought it the day it came out! Kanan Reach!
Dog Day!
Oh god!
Anyway, here at BGH, we support cooperation.
We do not condone racial stereotyping.
No.
We love all
cultures.
Here at BGH,
we are multicultural.
Free at last.
Oh, some of my favorite games
with
are made
Hispanics,
by
Asians, and I was replaced by
Konami.
Konami. And we have one guest
Capcom
front of action.
That kid.
Okay. Well, all right. That was the question.
Do your questions. That's done.
Any additional questions?
Last
will
thing,
be
we're
just kind of change
the
out.
We'll just go if they're good questions. We'll talk about them next week.
Next podcast.
And but next podcast should be up around usual time. We should probably record it. But we have to come. We have to actually come up with a plan because Ev is going to be
after
gone.
The podcast. We'll be talking about
so
what's
we might
going
have
on.
To. We might have to do some Skype stuff.
I can do Skype. Yeah,
you guys need to do a stream.
John
stream a game.
We could just got John, but he doesn't have Skype.
Jake,
you need to do some live streaming, Jacob.
Well, I'll try to get the live streaming going a little more. But let's talk about some site stuff real quick.
Some sites.
Because over the past podcast, the new site has gone up,
Lance.
Talk about that.
Well, I hope you guys like it.
It looks pimp.
We've been updating it 24/7. Well, probably
24/7.
24/7. And if you see advertisement, that means either the game's coming up. I mean, we're not getting paid.
Yeah,
though.
It's not real advertising.
It's not real. It's just me trying to become.
I saw the Kanan Lynch thing. I'm like,
yeah.
Sean was like,
Kanan Lynch?
Kanan Lynch?
Blood Money? Blood Money? But,
Blood Money?
The advertisement is just pretty much me saying, hey, this game's going to be coming out within this week.
Exactly. Maybe we should fill out. Maybe over the next week we'll fill out the FAQ. But
we'll probably fill out.
We
had
some responses about the wiki, but that's not really. It seems
like
fans really do that.
Yeah,
you know,
so
fans start wikis. So
I think we're
going to
probably get rid of that.
I can always make up us a little wiki and make us look
your
like
Jacob
gods.
Page.
But
so I need a Jacob page. We need a Sean page.
No one else.
No, actually,
no one else.
Sean didn't want to be on the roster.
Yeah,
but you know. Forgotten Gamer. Right. Get on that. Anyways.
Forgotten Gamer, Super Dave.
Super Dave, Forgotten Gamer. Yeah, that's your cue. Anyways, right now, I guess, if you have not seen, it's probably Lara Croft. I made it Lara Croft right now. But
wait, you did?
It is right
now.
I need
to check it out. You just did. Oh, man.
But the next one will probably be Mafia 2, if you're listening.
What did you say?
Mafia 2.
Oh, Mafia 2.
Yeah. So, I'll probably post a release date on it so you guys aren't confused. Like, when is this coming out?
That's a cool addition. I like that. Yeah. So, like, people be like, oh, what's coming out? Oh,
Lara Croft.
Do you think
you
should
have
say
like a release
ad,
date
though,
thing.
If it's not really an ad?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of weird.
Maybe I should take the advertisement and make it.
Like, I feel like
maybe you should call it like featured game.
Out today
upcoming game.
Upcoming game.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
think
I advertisement.
And then, like, on the day it's out, maybe just change it to be
like release.
Out today
or,
something like that.
There you go!
That'd be good. Yeah.
Anyways, keep on lookout on that. For our next scheduled podcast, we'd probably talk about it later on after this podcast.
Yeah.
Keep a lookout on it on the forums and on the website. We'll be posting
and
that up.
Don't forget to post it on the forums. It seems like we have days where people post like crazy, and then 3 days will go by and we have like two posts.
Two posts.
So keep active in the forums, guys.
Be
just
active.
Come on.
Be
active.
Come on.
Come on.
It's for your health.
Come on.
For your health.
Give us your moments.
Bark like a dog.
What else?
Don't forget about the chat box
either.
I'm always in there if you need.
Now.
If you wanna, or most of the time I'm in there. If you,
post something first.
Yeah, if you post something,
and Jacob will see it.
If you post something,
you'll summon him.
I usually check the post.
That's
but with school. With school starting, I won't be in there as much.
Yeah,
but usually at night I'll be in there. So starting
around
8 to 9-ish. If you're in there, chat box, we can chat it up.
He'll be in your box of chats.
I'll box of chats.
What else?
Sweet. We need to go over a sweetstakes.
Sweet.
Lance, why don't you go over those details?
So,
of the tasty.
Should we start it this week, I guess?
I guess so, yeah.
Until the next podcast,
Let's go to the next podcast.
Okay.
Until
so,
next podcast.
If you're listening right now,
Sweet stakes have started.
Sweet stakes have started. It's random as usual. But do you want...
What are the rules?
Are we having a level cap? You know, just post regularly in the forums.
Be a regular poster, I guess?
Yeah, be a regular poster.
Maybe five or more posts?
No, definitely more than that. This is a good, awesome prize.
What's the prize?
We
can't tell them the prize, because then...
The prize... No, we gotta... Lance made some tasty new posters.
Oh.
Of the flyer, you guys might have seen it.
You've probably seen it.
Well, there's pictures up on the forum.
It is pretty huge.
Lance made a nice.
It's nice. I have it in my hands right now.
What are the dimensions?
My copy, not yours.
What are the dimensions?
There's another one for you.
I think it's like 22x32.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
something like that.
It's definitely longer than that.
It's a nice looking poster.
It's huge.
It's
poster size.
It's a pretty good size. It's like a movie poster.
But whenever we make the Sweet Stakes forum post. Tell us if you want it signed or no.
Oh,
would you prefer it signed or would you prefer it just
blank?
Signed or no. If not, then we won't give it.
We can write a little. We'll also write, like ask if you want little love letters on the back of it. I'll
write
a little note.
We'll draw penises.
Last thing I need is my literature to be taken out of context.
So,
anyways, that's gonna be up. We'll announce the winner on the.
I think we should do
Friday.
We should do like a live stream thing.
Live stream.
That's what I said.
We should have like a big event.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do a
maybe
live
bigger,
stream on our next podcast.
Bigger than,
but
bigger
we will
than
announce
bigger.
That
better.
Maybe at least a day before.
Yeah,
or
well, at least
a day before at least.
Yeah, at least a day before. So.
A day before, so you know, keep regularly checking the forums
and the site.
And the
maybe
site.
We'll make a.
We'll make sure to remind everyone.
Be active.
Okay.
I wanted to save something at least like 20 posts, but that might be too many.
No.
That's not a lot if you do it daily or a couple.
We'll decide, I guess.
Actually, I would say it right now. I would require you to have at least 20 posts.
20 posts. Okay.
20 posts.
Yeah.
That
sounds good.
Yeah, because it's a pretty.
This is a
huge poster.
Yeah.
20 posts equals 20 bags.
Yeah,
but.
Wait a minute, just say the price.
So now they know how much it's
20,
worth.
20. Brokeback Mountains.
20.
What?
Oh,
wow.
That's just gay.
Anyways, yeah, that's gonna be up. Keep checking the site. What else? What else are we missing?
Kane Lynch 2 reviews coming up.
Kane Lynch 2 review will be up. If you're listening to this podcast right now, it's probably already
up. Actually,
it's already up.
Next week, I want to get somebody to play Lara Croft with me so that I can do a review.
Would that be up when they're listening to
this? If I can get somebody in the next week to play it co-op with me, I'll have the review up.
It's not
sure, maybe.
It's local co-op. So
yeah, someone has
to
be with
them. I just need to test that out, see how they are, so I can get a good feel for how that is.
What else? Upcoming games coming out. Mafia 2.
Dead
Rising. Oh,
for this month.
I'm going to get
Halo Reach is
around. Oh, K-Zero at the end of August.
When is it coming out? At the end of August?
Right, Sean? K-Zero? Dead Rising K-Zero at the very end.
K-Zero?
The last day of August.
How much would it be?
I think 400 points.
400?
Yeah.
For K-Zero.
Pretty cheap.
The prologue
I mean, it's $5.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's $5, so...
What else?
Anything else? Nothing new going on with the site or anything that's going to be on the next
Everything's
week?
Everything's fine.
I may put up my Dillard permission.
Do you guys want
to have it here?
Send get well messages.
Maybe you guys, I don't know if it's done yet.
You can send get well messages to John at his email.
Through the power of your love, we can heal John.
You can click on his name on the staff roster if you want to send him a nice, heartfelt email. But
yeah, send him your Goodwill messages. Send him some. What should we like? Find some images, maybe.
Send him a funny,
like,
funny
maybe halos.
Halos.
Nothing inappropriate here. But
yeah, nothing inappropriate.
PM,
we don't want
PM him something.
Yeah.
Oh,
who knows?
Nice.
I mean, but actually, he'll probably be better by then. So this is going up Friday, so it's just a stomach virus.
Make it. Mass
so he's gonna get like Saturday. He's gonna get like 20 emails, and he's gonna be like, "I'm not even sick."
Oh, also the site's been updated.
Yeah.
No, but no. The correct update is that my name is now spelled correctly.
Oh,
there's an I in my name. If nobody's noticed that.
Oh, wait, has there been an I?
No, there was a lack of an I.
Oh, there's an I in your name?
G-A-R-D.
Oh, in your last name. I thought
it was
first
spelled like
Evian. Yes, my name's
Evian.
It's naive, spelled backwards.
Evian.
It was spelled Jennifer Gardner's now.
Evian.
Well, that's
no, actually the most common. Like some people misspell my name, and it's Evian. I have no idea why people spell it that way.
Wait, your name is Evie.
No, my name is Evangardine.
Okay, yeah.
And people will spell it Eve, and I'm like, are you just retarded?
Even.
That's it's like John J H O N.
People think
no.
John's name is spelled J H O N.
Oh, like John.
Like J H O N.
Oh my god.
Someone spelled my name T O M E S, Thomas. I don't know what.
Like Sean,
Thomas?
You can get
Thomas.
Wrong.
I don't know.
That makes sense. Mine's the least sensical name.
It's just so easy. S-E-A-N?
Yeah.
Come on.
I've seen.
Seen.
All right, well, we're getting...
Anyways, other than that, the website's going to be updated pretty much 24/7, so keep a look at it.
Keep a lookout.
There should be at least one article up a day now.
And another one.
Because we will be talking about that later on after the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that's all
right.
Well, let's check it out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks for listening to Henchman Cast and
Yep, episode 6.
I like
and
the beer.
Lance is tapping it, but that's
no,
not how you pound it.
It's that little red button.
See you guys later. It's the red button.
Oh.
Bye. Bye.